off the Memorial Day weekend and the summer travel season.
I'm Nancy Cordes along Interstate 95 in Teaneck, New Jersey, which is wide open right now. But that won't be the story this evening as millions of people hit the roads for the first holiday weekend of summer. Even though gas prices are averaging above $3 a gallon, the AAA predicts that will not keep them home this weekend. They'll just be a little bit smarter about planning their routes.
Well, the AAA's Mark Brown says Americans will spend an average of $600, with much of it going into the gas tank. So he says they'll find other ways to cope.
We're seeing a lot of people staying at what we call the middle range hotels to save that those few dollars.
And eating at less expensive restaurants. Some are saving by staying with relatives. But for this Maryland woman, even that's not enough.
I'm a single mom who's been invited to stay with some family, free room and board. And even with that, I'm not going to be able to go because I can't afford to drive from Frederick, Maryland to North Carolina.
Envy this Houston woman.
Doesn't really bother me too much. I get 37 miles a gallon.
And just in time for the holiday travel crush, a section of elevated Northern California freeway that collapsed after a fiery gas tanker truck crash has been repaired and reopened. The work was done in only 25 days. The House has given grudging approval to a war funding measure that does not contain an Iraq withdrawal timetable. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill.
House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer says they didn't have the votes to force President Bush to pull troops out and wouldn't cut off their supplies.
It's a political reality. It is not what we want to pass.
And in fact, most Democrats voted against it, leaving it to Republicans like Bill Young to supply the margin in the House.
The victory goes to the members of our military who are going to have the funding that they need.
The next showdown over Iraq won't be very far off. By late summer, Congress will be debating the bill to fund the Iraq war after October 1st.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where President Bush will sign that war funding bill as soon as it reaches his desk. While the president won this round with congressional Democrats, there's no gloating here. He's bracing for continued trouble in Iraq.
It could be a very difficult August.
Difficult because Mr. Bush predicts the enemy will step up attacks to influence the next phase of the war funding debate before the planned September assessment of the current troop buildup. This morning, the president visits wounded troops at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr leading his followers at Friday prayers. His presence at a mosque in Kufa was his first public appearance in months, and he used it to denounce America. President Bush has warned of bloody days ahead as U.S. forces try to quell the insurgent violence. CBS's Phil Itner reports from Baghdad nearly 90 Americans have now been killed this month.
U.S. military officials announced today the deaths of another six U.S. soldiers in Iraq, most having died in Baghdad and from roadside bombs. The deaths come as the army pursues its strategy of regaining control of the Iraqi capital by surging more troops into the combat theater.
Insurgent bombs today partially destroyed a major bridge in western Baghdad. There was no immediate word on casualties. There's been sporadic gunfire at a Palestinian refugee camp in northern Lebanon, where army units are trying to dislodge Islamist fighters. Now military aid has started arriving, courtesy of the U.S. Could signal a tightening of the siege or a prelude to an army assault on the camp. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. This is getaway day for the unofficial start of summer, with millions of people climbing into their cars or getting on airplanes for the Memorial Day weekend. Are surging gas prices changing the way they travel? Prices are high, averaging $3.34 a gallon here in Colorado. But that's not expected to keep people off the roads. AAA says folks will still take their summer vacations, but try to spend less on hotels and restaurants. Steve Snyder out of DIA says they're expecting about the same number of passengers to show up this weekend as last Memorial Day.
You know, the numbers that we're seeing right now are very much in line with what we saw last year, so it doesn't appear that gas prices are changing people's travel habits too much from last year, but you never know.
So what would make people change their plans? A recent poll found gas would have to reach $4.38 a gallon before Coloradans was significantly cut back on their driving. And so-called 527 groups that have operated in virtual secrecy in recent campaigns in Colorado will have to report their donors under a new measure signed into law by Governor Ritter. It does not set donation limits. As usual, Republican lawmakers oppose that measure, saying it limits freedom of speech. In-state and out-of-state 527s have spent more than $115 million on elections here in Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Heading into the big holiday weekend, of course, and likely a lot of folks taking the day off. So we should see even lighter traffic than usual for a Friday here in the city for the commute, except possibly on airport roads around DIA where it's already busy. I would expect anywhere from a 5 to 20-minute security wait time. All good on both I-25 and I-70 crossing the city right now. No problems for the high country. Weather outlook today. Warming up, mostly sunny skies, possible afternoon scattered showers and a high of 74. Tonight we'll get...
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health Omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the Omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried Omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1883. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1883. 1-800-322-1883.
1-800-322-1883.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-796-9941. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-796-9941. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-796-9941. That's 1-800-796-9941.
He's an asset to his family. Boy, you know, if I had a dad like this, I don't know what else to say about him, other than I'm privileged to have him here and to share the airwaves with him. Ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Congressman, good morning.
Hi, Jay. You've got me blushing all the way back here at National Airport. So if you hear some noise in the background, I'm at the airport ready to come home. So.
Yeah, you were due to be on with us this morning, but you couldn't make the flight back for obvious reasons, and I just appreciate you calling up.
Yeah, we finished about 7 last night, and I could have rushed out to Dulles and tried to catch that last flight out, and I just was tired. I said, I'll call you in the morning. So we've had some tough boats and some long weeks here, but it's I got to tell you, it's still one of the most – well, it is – the most privilege I've had in my life in terms of representing our area. So I just thank you for letting me be on, and thank you for all those kind words. So.
Well, they're privileged to have you. Now, you voted no yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
And so many others voted yes. Will you please explain to us what's going on here? And
well, yes, I will. I could have, I feel like the whole bill was progress from where the president has been, and we are changing the direction of this nation. For me, I still, you know, I was pretty clear on the campaign trail, and I've been clear since I've been here, that we need to be redeploying our troops. And there are benchmarks in what ultimately was passed. There were two parts to the bill. There was a part that was sort of domestic spending-oriented things, plus minimum wage, and so it was funds for Katrina to finish or get started the rebuilding we need to do there. It was drought assistance for really the plains, so Colorado will benefit, Kansas, Nebraska. There was money for homeland security, for children's health. So that was half of the vote. And then the other half of the vote was to fund the war through September. So it's still a very short leash. I fund the war through September with some benchmarks that had been established by Senator Warner. So not nearly as tight and certain as the bills we had passed, you know, earlier in the session. And so it's progress. There was it funds the troops. It provides for them. But it's still a short leash. So, you know, I could have voted for that, and I thought about it. But at the end of the day, enough is enough. And this president continues to be stubborn and lead us down a path that is just gets messier and messier, more difficult, more lives lost, greater expenses, and that's why I voted no.
There are so many of us that are disillusioned. I mean, I've even thought to myself, I'm just going to go down and change my voter affiliation to independent.
No. Let me stop you there too. And I'm proud of the other guys in our delegation. Like I said, I could have voted for that because this is progress. At the end of the day, we still have checks and balances, and we're able to have some checks on the president and vice versa. He vetoed what we first sent to him. Now we had to reach some kind of a compromise, and. You know, we were not going to go without funding or supporting our troops. Now, that's only half the statement. Of course we're going to support our troops. You know, I voted to support the troops three times now, but at a point, this is about changing this miserable policy of this president. And we're going to be able to do that over the course of the next 4 months. September really is going to be a day of reckoning. There are two more funding bills that come up with respect to the funding. And we're going to be able to make some changes. So I would just implore you not to get discouraged. We are making changes. And within this bill, you need to understand there is a minimum wage provision that the Republicans adamantly refused to pass for 10 years. There is money for Katrina, which they refused to authorize. There is support for children's health programs. So there are some really beneficial things in the overall package that people need to understand. So there was progress in this, but certainly not as much as many of us wanted. And, you know, we've got to just understand that this is a short leash. September is going to be a real critical time and a gut check for a lot of congressmen and senators.
6:16, 60 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the line with us. I want so badly to say something to you, but I don't want to sound A, childish, and B, irrational and radical, because I don't think I've ever said anything irrational or radical to you in the past. But, well, I don't know. Do you think I have? I don't think I have. I think I'm pretty much a...
Oh, no, you haven't. You haven't. So far away, I'm waiting for it.
Well, I consider myself to be pretty much almost a centrist Democrat, but... All right, if I'm going to take hits for this, I'm going to take hits for it. Listen, I think there's something wrong with George W. Bush, okay? I think there's something wrong with him. And he doesn't care what you think, what your colleagues think, what anybody in this country thinks. And I just feel like we have got to stand up to him. He is out of control. Now, yesterday he's talking about,
all right,
well, you better be ready for a bloody summer. I mean, what? Then the surge isn't working?
No, the surge is not working. We had a panel. We had the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Pace. We had Secretary Gates. And we had Ambassador Negroponte speak to us Wednesday afternoon. And the best they could say was mixed results. Now, when somebody tells you there's mixed results, you know, and they're in politics, it means bad times. So there's no doubt about it. And Bush, in my opinion, is so far off track and is leading us, has led us down a terrible path in this particular situation. But the trouble is, Congress supported him in 2002. And now we've got to change the direction of this ship, which is a huge ship of state, and we're doing that. Now, you can't do it overnight. Now, If you're saying other things about the president and you're questioning his authority, his ability to lead, you know, I'm not.
No, I'm not asking.
I don't know what to say about that.
No, I'm not asking you to buy into this. I'm saying that this has nothing to do with Congressman Ed Perlmutter. This has only to do with J. Marvin. I think that he is mentally incompetent.
Well, I can tell you one of the things I'm going to try to do to stem this thing. I filed yesterday a bill to have the National Guard redeployed out of Iraq within 90 days. And the purpose of that is, and you know, I mean, I'm going to run into all sorts of buzzsaws on that, but the National Guard needs to be here protecting our nation. All of a sudden, these guys in the National Guard have become our frontline soldiers. And they have so many other duties these days, whether it's taking care of, you know, disasters after tornadoes or hurricanes. Heck, we've got them down on the border. We've got them doing, you know, anti-drug stuff. And now we have them deployed and redeployed for huge periods of time. And so I'm taking the position that the National Guard needs to be here in our country to deal with protecting our nation here and also responding to disasters. And we'll see where that goes. You know, I mean, it really is, for me, an issue of national security that they belong here, not spread all over the world. And maybe that's another way to attack this thing, you know, and show, again, how screwed up the president's policies are.
Listen, I just can't put into words how much I admire you. I thank you for your time this morning. And I would like to just tell everybody that they should go to your website and give $25 because, or whatever they can give, because fundraising is important, and you will have to stand again for re-election, and we need more moral people like you in Congress, not less.
Let me give you the website. It's PerlmutterForColorado.com. And if I don't put in a plug, I've got a town hall meeting on Saturday in Adams County, and it's in, I think it's in Commerce City, and I'm sorry, I don't have the particular information, but that you can find at perlmutter.house.gov, which is our congressional website. Perlmutter for Colorado is the campaign website, and the next scheduled government at the grocery, which I'd love to have you join us at one of these, Jay, and you and I have talked about it, is on June 23rd. And those have just been fantastic.
All
to
right.
really be in a place where people can come visit with me, and it's their place. It's their grocery store. It isn't a town hall meeting. It's not my office. And it just worked out fantastic.
I'll tell you what. I'll meet you June 23rd.
Okay, I'll get you the exact spot because, of course, I don't have that at my fingertips.
But. I know you don't, and I'm glad you plugged it because we had several listeners call up and wanted to know where they could see you. And if I can even, you know, if I can find the time on Saturday, I'd like to come to that town hall meeting as well.
Sure. So it's 10 o'clock, and I'll get you the spot, or I'll have somebody from my office call over there. The other thing that we're going to do a government at the grocery at the Mile High Flea Market, and I don't know exactly what day that is, but it's in early July, I think. So
you're just the best.
No, this is a great job, and it's a great privilege to be able to represent people. And, you know, we live in a wonderful state and really a wonderful nation, and we've had some people, you know, directing us down bad paths, but we are changing that, and we can change it. And people can't get discouraged. You just got to keep your nose to the grindstone and be focused in all of this. We're making these changes, and I just, you know, I want to encourage your listeners. I don't want them to be discouraged. We're making changes, and we're going to continue to make changes.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Hopefully I'll see you this weekend, and you're welcome here anytime, Congressman, and you know that.
All right. Thanks, Jay, and just have a great weekend. And, you know, Memorial Day is a very – that was the other thing I forgot. In the bill that we passed, the domestic bill, there is a substantial increase for veterans' benefits and for the men and women that have served us so valiantly over time. And they've been given short shrift by this Bush administration, and we're changing that as well. So that's another good piece in this bill.
All right. Well, we're going to replay this interview later on in the morning so other people can hear it. And once again, I would urge people to contribute to keep Congressman Perlmutter in Congress and be looking for a check from me real soon. And I thank you for being on.
All right. See you, Jay. And sorry for all the noise in the background.
Don't worry about it. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, what a great guy. What a great guy. 23 minutes after 6. You know what I didn't think about? Oh, Oliver in Denver. Hang on, Oliver. Oliver wants to talk about the Grand Prix in Monte Carlo coming up this weekend. Yeah, baby. It's going to be race weekend again. Indianapolis 500 and the Grand Prix, and it's just going to be wonderful. Ethanol race cars. You bet. And also, who's our featured artist today? We haven't decided who that's going to be, have we? We're going to mix it up? All right, we'll mix it up. But I want to hear some animals. Okay. Let's do traffic with Gina. We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. Coming up at 7 o'clock, another American hero. And that's Dr. Michael Schreuer, senior fellow with the Jamestown Foundation and the man who hunted bin Laden for years and years.
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Mallmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Mallmart, the musical. That's right, Mallmart, the musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Mallmart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Hello. Do you worry about the environment? I do, every day. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the finest non-toxic cleaner in the world. In 1972, I witnessed a horrible cleaning accident that sent me on a lifelong journey to develop a safer alternative to toxic cleaning. I am so certain you will love the power and safety of Simple Green that if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied, I will refund your purchase. For more, visit simplegreen.com.
140 select comfort stores in malls across this country. Right here, we have select comfort stores located in 12 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new location at 29th Street Mall.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan Fieldstone walkway, lined with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh. Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Eric. Sing it, Eric. With soul.
In the steady old part of the city, when the sun refuses to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed at night.
Great song, great
watch
song. Oh, man, we're just playing the animals all morning. 6:29, 29 minutes after the hour, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 76. Work it, Eric. Yeah. Maybe I should go get a job at the peak. Or no, is it the mountain? It's the mountain that plays this stuff. Hey, you're listening over there? I could do a better morning show than you, who you got now. All right. Let's go to the phones. Get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do. Man, that's how I felt when I was working in Lynchburg, Virginia. I got to get out of here. All right.
Let's go to Oliver in Denver. Oliver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi there. I got a small complaint.
Sure.
Okay. It seems that you, fortunately, thank you for talking about Formula One, which is kind of hard for some people. But you always seem to be, well, you're Tifosi, of course, always talk about Ferrari. And even if Mesa would make the championship this year, the real story would kind of be missed by a lot of people.
And the real story would,
That would be Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, you're right. I overlook him. And I want to tell you something else. You know who else I'm really crazy about?
Well?
Fisichella.
Well, it was having done in Renaultville, but it looks like the Renaultville is kind of falling away since Alonso left.
Yeah, well, did you hear what Fisichella said to them? He said, and I'm paraphrasing, and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I never can say his first name. Giancarlo Fisichella is real outspoken. He's a Formula One driver. So he says to the Renault folks, the Renault team.
Oh, yeah.
He says to them, the car is out of control. The season is lost. We should throw in the towel and try for next year. And they got, like, really mad. I thought, yeah, you know, honesty. But
he probably has a real interesting contract to be able to have that kind of freedom. Unlike how, what's that, Kimi Raikkonen?
Kimi Raikkonen, yeah.
Yes, he was supposed to be, well, he is, but he doesn't look like it so far, as far as the other, well, lead car is supposed to be. And he is Ferrari's first seat, taking over from Michael, and he's won one.
Right.
It looks like two junior people are just running off in the distance this year. But
Well, in the interest of time here, okay. Who's gonna get it? Who are you gonna call?
Well, of course, I'm going for Hamilton and Monte Carlo. If he wins this race this Sunday, it's again Tiger Woods walking up on Augusta the first time.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's a record breaker. You're right. You're absolutely right. So are you saying to me? So are you saying to me that I should root for Lewis Hamilton?
Well, no. It's just a matter of, you know, I know you're Tifosi and you can't see anything else but red. So
I'm not a big Ferrari fan, to be honest with you.
What? Oh my goodness. Well, then I don't know. You just have a man crush on Mesa. I just don't know.
Mesa? Yes, I do. No, what? I just think he's great, but I also am rooting for Fisichella and he's driving for Renault. So there you go. See?
Okay. Well, just we got a little bit out. I just want to get it done now before most of the the regular people don't really get into it that much.
But well, they should get into it, and it's on the Speed Channel, and you should check it out. And listen, I'm going to have Monday off, but call me back on Tuesday morning. We'll compare notes.
That'll be no problem.
All right?
You take care.
All right, man. Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You too. All right. No, I'm not a big Ferrari fan. I'm a Porsche fan, actually. But they don't race in Formula One. And there's Formula One this weekend. There's the Indianapolis 500 this weekend. I got a new favorite. I got two new. Well, I got my usual favorite in that, which is Elio Castroneves. But I also have my my new favorite, Milka Dunno. She is a good driver, and she is, yeah, she's hot. People are going, this is Progressive Talk Radio. Why are you talking about this? We have all this fiasco going on in Iraq. Why are you talking about this? Why are you talking about it? Well, because I'm trying to inch myself towards getting fired, so I can get paid off on my deal, and then go get a job standing by Cherry Creek, holding a sign that says, unemployed, anything will help. I'm like in big trouble. People are going to go like, what is wrong with this guy? You know what? I don't care. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. At least you're not talking about going and laying down in the middle of the interstate, you know.
Oh, at least I'm talking about taking a plastic bag and twisting it over my head. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Or going out of the parking lot and wrapping my lips around my tailpipe and inhaling?
Uh-huh.
I want to tell you something. I was in a bad mood all day yesterday, and not only that, I had trouble sleeping last night. And not only that, I just feel like, and the reason I do, and I know you don't agree with me, and it's okay, but you ask, no, well, actually, you went there, so now we're there. I'm just dismayed by the Democrats. I'm sorry. I'm just dismayed by them. I am dismayed by them. I'm dismayed by their vote. I'm dismayed by... You know what? Let me expand this. I am dismayed... Dismayed. No, they own the company. I am dismayed by both parties and the total and complete breakdown and failure of the Congress of the United States to step up to the plate and stop this nut job that sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who doesn't have a grip on reality and continues over and over and over again to lie to us. He can't stop lying. He's a serial liar. And I'm depressed by it. I mean, I'm just enraged. I don't even know what to say.
Well, I'm relieved. I thought you were going to say you lost sleep and you were in a bad mood because we played Elvis all morning yesterday.
Oh, no, I just walked out of here with a headache after that. No, I'm only kidding. There's nothing wrong with Elvis. Elvis is okay. The trouble with that... Oh, there's Danica Patrick. No, I don't like her. No, the trouble with Elvis is... Here's the problem with Elvis. The problem with Elvis is that when this country started to change, which we now obviously see the change did no good, but when we were moving forward and we were making all of this, Elvis was like trapped in this leather jumpsuit with slick back hair, singing to women with beehive haircuts, going, hey, baby. And that's what his problem. And then,
what's wrong with that?
And because, I mean, it's like, get hip. And then the other thing is, he was just like, look what he made of his life. What did he make of his life?
Well, he...
No,
he
nothing.
Had issues.
He died on the issues. Well, yeah, and you could say that about Jim Morrison, and you could say that about Janis Joplin, and you could say it about Hendrix, and you could say about all those people. And I agree with you to a certain point. That's true, but I don't know. There's just something about Elvis that's just too da 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 da. I just
that's
can't.
Great.
I can't get into it.
Oh,
I never told you. Do you have time to hear this story?
Okay.
I don't know if I ever told this one on the air or not. This is another one of my stupid ideas. There used to be this little town outside of Salt Lake. Now, I can't remember what it was called, but it used to have a rodeo every year. I put ads in the Salt Lake Tribune, I believe it was called at the time, and the Desert News, looking for Elvis imitators. I auditioned all these Elvis imitators, and I found this guy that was pretty good. Hey, baby. So I bought him a white jumpsuit, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I had him call my morning show as Elvis and claim that he was going to reappear at this rodeo. Right? And I had it unfold very slowly. And then, like, a couple of days before the rodeo on that Saturday, people then got that Elvis was going to be... And, you know, he said he'd been living in Las Vegas and working menial jobs because he wanted privacy, you know, the whole thing. So I rented a limo. I dressed some girls up in poodle skirts. And I bought, guy, it must have been 25 boxes of jelly donuts. So the limo pulls in to the bull ring where the crowd is. I get out of the limo. I go, ladies and gentlemen, the king. This guy gets out and starts singing. I can't help falling in love with you. You know, he does that whole thing. For a couple of seconds, the crowd is like, oh, my God, it's Elvis. Then they realize it isn't Elvis. And then they start getting rowdy. Then I start the music. Da-da-da, da-da-da. The limo sunroof opens up. The girls come out. And we drive around the ring, and they throw jelly donuts at the crowd. And we got booed, and people were throwing donuts back at us and screaming and yelling. And the cops threatened to arrest me. All right, anyway, that's my Elvis story.
And then Elvis left the building.
That's right. And then we just drove off in a huff and never came back. That's tantamount only to the time that I told people in Magna, Utah, that because the Russians were going to come there on a nuclear verification trip, I told them that Sammy Davis Jr. was going to be the grand marshal of the parade to welcome the Russians. And the people of Magna, Utah, thought it was true. Yeah, I caught hell for that, too. Okay. There's nobody on the roads, and because most people are off today or taking off, so traffic's got to be light.
It's pretty good. Friday light usually, and it looks like a little bit lighter than usual, although we do already have traffic stacked up southbound 25 from 104th to 84th as usual. Probably going to see a little bit busier traffic around DIA Airport Roads, Pena, I-70 through Aurora. But otherwise, we're in good shape and beautiful right now on I-70 through the high country. Weather today warming up, mostly sunny skies, possible afternoon scattered showers, and a high of 74. Currently partly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call
this month, Radio Shack is the place to be for incredible savings during their massive Yellow Tag sale. You'll be blown away by the tremendous savings on a wide variety of top-notch electronics. And only until June 3rd, you'll also be given the Radio Shack employee discount on top of these already low Yellow Tag prices. That means an additional 10% off select brand name items and 30% off select private label Radio Shack items. The Radio Shack Yellow Tag sale. Hurry in now and save big. Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff. Do stuff. Offer good through 6307 at participating stores only. Availability varies by store.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
User-directed, only brand clinically tested.
Simply the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Doc's has four Denver metro locations. Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Insomnia. It's not just being unable to get to sleep at night. It can also include difficulty staying asleep or tossing and turning all night. Over time, insomnia leads to daytime drowsiness. And poor concentration.
Huh? What?
Hey, Ferguson! Are you sleeping in there again?
I wasn't sleeping. Actually, I think someone put decaf in the wrong pot.
Radiant Research is conducting a clinical research study for individuals with chronic insomnia. If you are at least 18 years old, have been diagnosed with insomnia, and are currently taking Ambien to help you sleep, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants will receive investigational medication, study-related exams, and compensation for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. That's 303-477-2273. Call 303-477-CARE. A-R-E.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're happy to do it. 6:44, 44 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Traffic, Progressive Talk. Well, the Moody Blues are so mournful, aren't they? But I like them. Side chance thunderstorms, high today 76. All right. Open phones. 303-713-7600. Michael Schwerer at 7 o'clock. Let's go to Jerry in Brighton. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
Top of the morning, man.
from Stephen Wolf and Hendricks would be nice, too.
Okay, you got it.
And let's see, George Bush, this man is about a 10 bricks short of an 11 brick fence. The man is mentally ill. He is running around playing with troops he doesn't have. He's making believe. He fires generals that don't agree with him or tell him the truth. There's a report in the, I believe it's the Washington Post this morning, that talks about how he was told. They were told exactly this would happen in Iraq.
That's
and
right.
He ignored it.
Yep.
He just flat ignored it.
You know what he reminds me of? And I've said this a ton of times. I mean, getting on the air and beating him up is basically equals boring radio. But because we all know, but it's like this whole thing has reached with the Democrats. This whole thing has reached such a height of absurdity now that it's like this guy is like the Fuhrer locked in the bunker, you know, pushing plastic soldiers around on a map.
He's worse than that.
Claiming that we're, you know, that he's conquering the Russian front.
No, he's worse than that. He's got nuclear bombs too. You know, that's the scary part. But anyways, enough of beating up George Bush. That's like going to a playground and beating up on a little child.
Yeah, it really is.
This guy just really doesn't have a... He's lost it. Don't forget the World 600 on Sunday, too. I mean, some of us do like NASCAR. And also, 5:30 is when the Formula One starts. Great pre-race. Massa will kick butt. I am a huge Ferrari fan. I'm not afraid to admit it.
That's
no
all
Ferrari.
Right. Well, I'm, you know...
With Junior in the evening.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm a Porsche fan, but I also love Massa. I like Alonso. I also like, as I said, I love Fisichella. But you know what? You need to teach me or send me email or teach me about NASCAR, because when I've watched that, I'm bored by going around in an oval all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to disagree with you a lot on that. See, the way to really get to enjoy NASCAR is to go to the race, go behind the scenes, walk through the pits. See how they strategize. See how they do things. That's where you start to pick up on NASCAR. Why you would pit early, why you would pit late, what you have to do to the car to make it turn properly through the corners, and who's messing on what on the setups and stuff like that.
I don't know. I'm just into. I'm just primarily into road racing and like. Well,
no, I agree. Formula One has become awesome with this. Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock on Speed is going to be the. Qualifying for Formula One, and if anybody wants to see exciting qualifying, turn that on.
Oh, yeah,
that will get you on the edge of the seat. That'll get you screaming at the TV, throwing things, and everything else.
Yep, I'll be up for that. But I'm going to tell you, I was going to tell you, the week of July the 4th, Mary and I are going to Daytona. To see the Brumos Grand Am 250 as guests of J-Lo Racing.
That's incredible. That will be
We're going to be down in the pits, man.
When you go to Daytona, spend a little bit of time. You'll be there long enough. Go through the museum.
Oh, we're going to.
It's incredible. Also, take the petty, not necessarily driving experience, but take the ride-along where a driver will take you around the track. You get up to about 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, can't do it because there's two events that weekend. There's
they're not going to be doing that.
There's the Porsche 250, and then there's also the there's also a NASCAR event the next day.
Oh, that's right, the Firecracker 400.
Right, so they can't make it happen.
Well, sit down there and while you're there, if you have time, buy some tickets and watch the Firecracker. And watch the drafting. When you're there, seeing it in person, that track is not big enough to do what these men do.
All right, maybe I'll stay an extra day and I'll go over there and check it out.
I think you'll find it quite invigorating and quite enjoyable. NASCAR is a different type of sport. It works a little bit differently. So.
All right, man. Well, listen, you know what? Same thing I said to Oliver. I'm off Monday. Call me on Tuesday morning around this time. Call me in the first hour on Tuesday morning.
Unfortunately, I'm at work by then. I get to work about 4:30 in the morning, so listen to you on the computer or the radio, and I'll try to call you, but maybe Thursday when I'm off, I'll give you a call.
All right, we'll compare notes.
You got it. We'll
right,
do
Jerry.
That. Have fun. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
We'll talk to you. You too.
Okay, bye.
All right. Well, there's other race fans out there. I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only race fan. I guess I'm not. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. And I don't mean to be juvenile, and I don't mean to be flippant about George W. Bush. I just... I'm just upset at the vote. I'm upset at the situation. And I know Congressman Perlmutter, and we'll replay that interview if you missed it, but Congressman Perlmutter, you know, saying to me, well, don't leave the Democratic Party. You know, I just think to myself sometimes, man, you know, I had to just either become an independent or, I don't know, do something. 6:50, it's 50 after the hour. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Just a great ride right now around the metro area. Usual heavy traffic starting to form along eastbound routes, including 6th Ave out of Lakewood there between Federal and I-25. Same situation for the Boulder Turnpike. Southbound I-25, you'll notice the usual stack between 104th and 84th, and we have a lot of traffic now on westbound I-76 approaching I-25. No wrecks, though, to report. Weather today looks like it'll be a nice one. Mostly sunny skies. We'll get some possible afternoon scattered thundershowers and a high of 74. Tonight, more of the same, low of 45, and currently... under partly cloudy skies, it's 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Go
on Lifetime, the colonel's wife.
That promotion should be yours tonight.
The lieutenant's spouse.
Her man's been gone for over a year now. Batteries only last you so long.
The private's newlywed.
I wasn't supposed to do that, was I?
The Army has its code.
The military has a code of honor, and it's non-negotiable.
The wives have their own.
We all have our secrets. Yes, we do.
Army Wives, starring Kim Delaney. Lifetime. New assignment from Grey's Anatomy producer Mark Gordon. Series premiere Sunday night, June 3rd at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half-price tickets at CuriousTheater.org/radio. That's CuriousTheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
All the people who work there work so hard, and they're all my friends. And so I don't mind standing tall and talking about them. They've got various ways to finance. They bend over backwards to make it happen for you. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279. 1-800-900-0279.
Save up to 30% on your next painting project at the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale. Hurry in. Sale ends May 28th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Store exclusions apply.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, Steppenwolf.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I popped a lot of pills.
Yeah, baby. Right. Drugs are bad.
van.
But I'm
now standing around on a corner.
And I ain't got
cramped in LSU. Okay, so 6:55, 5 minutes away from the hour. Let's go back to the phones. Open phones. Michael Schwerer, Dr. Michael Schwerer, coming up after 7 o'clock. And let me go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. Long time no talk to you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the Democrats are getting beat up a little bit too much here. I think this bill that just got passed is well negotiated. And what I mean is, with the Republican majority Congress, you wouldn't have got the minimum wage and you wouldn't have got the Katrina funding that's going into this bill. It is a give-and-take process. The Democrats, unfortunately, in order to get this bill passed, had to take the timetables out of it, but place these two provisions into it, which they know the Republicans don't really want to concede to. So it's give and take. It's well negotiated. Both parties have to concede something here to get this bill passed, and I think that was a good idea. My concern with the bill, however, is this. Is can the president right now, and if you can get this question over to Perlmutter, I greatly appreciate it. Can the president right now use a signing statement like a line item veto and block those two proportions of the bill? That's what I'm concerned about. Because in any form this bill would have went to them, he could have, even if the timetables were kept in here and we had a majority vote to overturn the veto, he could have still used a signing statement as a line item veto to write that out. That's my concern. How do we protect ourselves from that?
I don't think it'll happen for two reasons. Number one, because there would be a huge rupture. Number two, it would most certainly head to court. There's too much riding on it. I understand where you're coming from in the first part of your comments, but I just have to tell you, Greg, I just don't see it. I mean, I understand, but I don't see it. I mean, I don't see it. At some point, somebody, somewhere, somehow, some way, has got to stand up to this guy and tell him no, because he doesn't listen. I have never, man, I've been on this planet 54 years, and I don't remember anybody like this.
I'm with you all the way, especially his latest actions in Iran and leaking the ABC News about covert operations. This is insane. It's getting way out of hand.
The guy has got a problem. I don't mean for conservatives and for moderates who are out there listening and are saying, oh, listen to him. He's doing the same thing he accuses other talk show hosts of doing and blah. I understand. I'm not taking this lightly. Okay? But I really believe that he's got a screw loose. I believe there's something wrong here. And I don't see, you can't go to an electorate and tell them you're going to do something and then you don't turn around and you don't do it. And I just believe that they have dropped.
There's no getting around that, Jay. You're absolutely right.
I believe they have dropped the ball. Greg, I got to get the news. I love you. Call me again. You don't call often enough.
You got it.
All right. See ya. News, and then Dr. Michael Schwerer up next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Camry, number 130, 36-month lease, 4,000 dues, zero security and approval, negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event. This week only, Go Toyota will purchase your trade for up to 120% of Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Choose from over 1,200 new Toyotas, like an 07 Camry for the payment of a Corolla, $199 a month. And you'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from zero to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one volume Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The holiday getaway is underway.
We need to take that break. It will be tight, but we'll do the best we can.
That Maryland woman and millions more are gritting their teeth and coughing up more than $3 a gallon for gas to make that holiday break possible.
This is Rob Milford at mile marker 49 on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's the start of summer travel season. Gas prices at record levels, not slowing some people down.
Starting out from our home state in Michigan, they were about $3.58, and coming through the turnpike, they dropped down to about $3.30, so much better than we expected.
Michael is on his Harley Davidson for good reason. It's Memorial Day, and the Vietnam vet is on a mission.
I'm coming from Belleville, Michigan, and I'm going to the wall in D.C. for the Rolling Thunder run. For the POWs and MIAs.
Rob Milford, CBS News on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
The National Medal of Honor Museum opens today on the USS Yorktown, docked in Charleston, South Carolina. Spokesman Jim McElroy says the museum pays tribute to the 3,444 Americans who've earned the nation's highest military award.
The mission is to tell the story of the people, the individuals, and what they did through the acts of heroism and character and patriotism, what they did, their action to receive the Medal of Honor.
One Medal of Honor winner who saw the museum called it absolutely breathtaking. One young soldier will spend his Memorial Day weekend at a military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany. 21-year-old specialist Andrew Hansen of Laverne, Minnesota, lost both of his legs in Iraq 3 days ago when an explosive projectile hit his Humvee.
When I woke up, came to the next day, my legs were gone, but there's worse things, you know. I'm just lucky to have my life, yeah.
Kenya, Kenya, Eureka!
Firebrand anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr appeared in public for the first time since the Iraq security crackdown began. In a sermon to 6,000 followers in the holy city of Kufa, he condemned the United States and Israel. In Washington, Congress has wrapped up work on a war spending bill President Bush will sign because it doesn't include a troop withdrawal timetable. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the fight over getting out of Iraq is not over.
I will not give up until the supporters of the president's failed policy accept realities on the ground in Iraq.
The Iraq spending deal also calls for a $2.10 increase in the $5.15 minimum wage. The family of a ball player killed in a drunken driving accident has filed a whopping lawsuit. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, who are they suing?
Well, just about everyone, Frank. The suit by Josh Hancock's father names Mike Shannon's restaurant, the Cardinals Watering Hole, where the pitcher drank before his accident, and the manager of the place, Shannon's daughter. Also named the tow truck company whose truck was hit by Hancock, the driver of that truck, and the driver of a stalled car who was getting highway help when the crash occurred.
Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. It's Sarah. Hey, first thing tomorrow morning, a steel shelf on 12 is going to give way. You know, the one that stores all the toner. Yeah. Anyway, we'll give you a call when it breaks. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings, so Grainger's just added a massive amount of shelving and storage products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From shelves, bins, and cabinets to packaging, we have what you need to store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Memorial Day means summer, and your neighborhood Ace Hardware is here to help with the Memorial Weekend Sale. This weekend only, get an easy set pool for $39.99, cedar Adirondack chairs $29.99 each, and a stainless steel gas grill for $399.99, plus a $5 rebate on every gallon of Ace Royal paint, limit 10. Use your Ace Rewards card to earn double points at the Ace Memorial Weekend Sale this Friday through Monday. Ace, the helpful place.
One of these limited. Details available at participating stores. All rebates by mail.
For all your home improvement needs, Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. 35-year-old Eric Snell has agreed to a plea bargain in the hit-and-run accident that claimed the lives of a mother and her two small kids in Lodo last year. Snell was a passenger in the car driven by 36-year-old Larry Trujillo. He pleaded guilty to three felony counts. Trujillo, meanwhile, has pleaded not guilty and goes to trial in August. Health officials in Fort Collins warning residents it's time to start taking precautions to avoid the West Nile virus. Director of the County Health Department says Folks should start using mosquito repellent right now and should stay indoors at dusk and dawn. And Frontier Airlines says its fourth quarter losses widened as operations were buffeted by winter storms, forcing flight delays and cancellations. The airline also saw fewer travelers as it flew more miles from January to March and, like its competitors, paid a lot higher fuel costs. CEO Jeff Potter says it was one of the toughest quarters the airlines ever faced. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We have a pretty big wreck tying up the drive southbound Highway 85 at 112. A big, long line of traffic behind that. That's right through Commerce City. Expect those delays to kick in at about 120th. Westbound I-76 lined up with the usual congestion approaching I-25. Same thing for southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 to 20 minutes. Weather outlook warming up, mostly sunny skies, possible afternoon scattered showers and a high of 74. Currently it's fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Learn how to make your yard stand out. Speak to the Home Depot certified nursery consultants and find easy-to-grow Vigoro flowers. Look for the freshest plants from local growers every week. For all your gardening needs, at the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan fieldstone walkway, lined with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh. Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 76. President Bush, who has repeatedly declassified select snippets of U.S. intelligence to justify the war in Iraq, revealed new details Wednesday of an al-Qaeda attempt 2 years ago to coordinate attacks against the U.S., which operated operatives in Iraq. There's no better person to turn to find out about this and to question this and to ask this than Dr. Michael Schroer. He is our special guest. He's a CBS terrorism analyst, and you see him all over the media, so we're really privileged to have him. He served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. He served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorist Center from 1996 to 1999. He is the once anonymous author of Imperial Hubris, one of the finest books on this subject ever written, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Enemies' Eyes, Osama Bin Laden. These were all great books. Radical Islam and the Future of America. Dr. Schroer is also a senior fellow at Jamestown Foundation, and we'll see if I can get him not to call me sir, because he usually does. Before we get to Dr. Schroer, listen to George W. Bush yesterday about where Bin Laden is, and then we'll ask Dr. Schroer what he thinks. Well, I guess we don't have that. Technical difficulties. Okay, Dr. Schroer, we tried to serve up that gem, but apparently it just didn't happen.
Okay. Good morning.
And I also forgot to say that in this day and age, heroes are very tough to find, and so are true patriots. But I got one on the line right here.
Well, you're very kind, Jay.
Oh, you guy, you call me Jay.
I've been practicing since last evening.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Okay.
I don't know how long it'll hold, sir. There we go.
I know it. You're the best. All right, we're going to try this again one more time, and then if it doesn't work, we'll go forward. Okay, go ahead.
Why is he at large? Because we hadn't got him yet, Jim. That's why. And he's hiding. And we're looking. And we will continue to look. Until we bring him to justice. We brought a lot of his buddies to justice, but not him. That's why he's still at large. He's not out there traipsing around. He's not leading many parades, however. He's not out feeding the hungry.
All right, what do you make of all that?
The president's in a tough spot. There are just not enough people in Afghanistan to do everything that the government has assigned to them to do. To look for Bin Laden, to defeat the Taliban, to wipe out drugs, to keep Karzai in power. the president, of course, it's a truism that he's free because we haven't captured him. But the assignment we've given to the very few people we have in Afghanistan is Herculean. There's just not enough people to do it.
How many people do you think we need, realistically?
At this point in time, sir, you'd probably need 200,000 or 300,000 people.
And we don't have it.
No, we don't have it. We have a military that's built around Cold War weaponry, weapons to fight nation states. We don't have enough troops. We don't have enough of kind of the rough and ready equipment that the insurgents use to combat them.
I had this fantasy the other day. I know it's I know you're going to tell me it's unrealistic. What would happen if we had the manpower and the woman power to train an elite force, large, and put them into that part of Pakistan where Bin Laden is, and just try to go get him and kill him?
Well, it'd have to be a very large force. I think we're not very familiar with the region in this part of the world, and what we're talking about is a region of a tribe called the Pashtuns. They're the largest tribal unit on earth. I was told that there are 40 million of them. And they inhabit both sides of the border in Pakistan, Afghanistan. It would take a very big effort to go in there. And then you always have in the balance, what do you do about Pakistan? It's a nuclear power. It's not very stable as it is. And you'd almost certainly create a civil war situation if you went in there with a large American force. That said, it's very important to kill Bin Laden. So there are tough decisions to make, and none of our politicians are very good at tough decisions.
How about carpet bombing the area?
Well, you know, Jay, what we haven't really faced up to is, even if we had the manpower, do we have the stomach for the number of casualties and the amount of blood that would flow from fighting any kind of an insurgency? We're fighting now in Iraq really with our hands tied behind our back in terms of rules of engagement. Our soldiers are more targets than they are killers at the moment. And I'm not sure that any politician is willing to stand up and tell Americans that an insurgency, by definition, is among the bloodiest types of all wars and the most costly in terms of civilian casualties. So We're kind of slipping into an era here where all the double talk of the last 10 or 15 years is going to come back and haunt us.
Insurgencies are extremely tough to fight, and they are extremely bloody, and very few people can ever really pull it off and really get it done. I mean, there are some cases where it has happened. I think the Philippines may be one, but I can't think really of any others. And if you look at most of the major powers in the world, the British, the French, us.
The Russians,
yeah, can't leave them out. And, you know, that begs me, I just want to ask the question, like, the people who are leading the country, didn't they see any of this? Didn't they learn any of this from history? Didn't they watch any of this unfold and then say, well, wait a minute, we can't get into this? Because it seems to me that if you stop the insurgency at the very beginning, before it gets going, before it matures, you would have a chance. But if you let it go and give it any room to grow, you're in trouble.
I think that's exactly right. In many ways, an insurgency is like a cancer or a tooth cavity, something that if you don't take care of it early, it will kill you. And this is exactly the position we're in now. And on your question in history is right on the mark. The people around Mr. Bush apparently the president himself assumed that history didn't apply to the United States, either because they didn't know history or they were just arrogant. Everything that has happened in Afghanistan or in Iraq was entirely predictable beforehand. I bought on initially, Jay, to the whole idea of unintended consequences. But when I wrote, I'm working on another book, and when I sat down to do the research, it became very clear that all of these things were predictable. And it was just the arrogance of our leaders, and in both parties, not just one, that history somehow could be defied by the United States and nobody else's lessons were applicable. And I think we're paying the price for that now.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Dr. Michael Schreuer on the line with us. Yeah, you know, in my wild leftist youth, and into my adult years, I spent a lot of time reading about The Shining Path, about the Tupac Amaru, about M25, about all these groups. Some of them were successful, and some of them are still going, and some of them were not very successful at all, and that includes Che Guevara's efforts in Bolivia. But the history, you know, the signs are all there that once one of these insurgencies gets going, like even today, we don't hear much today in Peru about the Shining Path, but they're still there. They're not gone. They've never successfully rooted them out. I think one of the only smart things they ever did was instead of killing what's his name? I can't
Guzman.
Think of his name. Guzman. Instead of killing him, they put him in a concrete prison below a lake so he can't be a martyr.
Yeah.
Okay, which, I mean, that you know, which would be the same thing that I would say that if we had ever had caught Bin Laden alive, I wouldn't have executed him because I never would have let him get to that far. I would have just kept him locked up somewhere where he'd never see the light of day and try to get as much intelligence out of him. But my larger point is that you look at all of these struggles, and it's extremely hard for the government or organized or nation states to fight this kind of stuff and stop it. And it blows my mind, Doctor, that you have people in Washington, D.C. that are getting paid huge salaries that are in these gigantic positions of power, and they can't sit down, they can't go to the library and check out a book and read it?
No, that's pretty much the case. When I know in my own career, when you tried to brief a senior official, and again, it doesn't matter which administration, about something that happened any more than 10 or 12 years ago, the reaction you get is, well, that's history. I don't have time or interest to know about that. And, of course, when you look at what Osama bin Laden is up to, his role model is 1,400 years old. It was the Prophet Muhammad. And if you don't know what happened in the Prophet's life, you're never going to understand bin Laden. And I think that's a point I would add to what you just said, with which I agree, is that it's very difficult to start to stop an insurgency if you let it take root. But it's even more difficult if you don't try to understand what's motivating them. And the president this week and the vice president and Secretary Rice have just made it abundantly clear that they're either ignorant of the enemy's motivation or they don't want to talk about it in front of the American people. Because our enemies are still just being termed simple gangsters. We heard the president say we're going to bring them all to justice. And we just have not even taken the measure of their motivation yet. And certainly until you do that, you can't defeat them.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Because there are so many motivating factors out there that we refuse to face up to, that we refuse to have anything to do with, and that we don't want to acknowledge. And giving people this idea that they want to destroy us because they hate our way of life. No, it runs a lot deeper than that. And there are conditions over there, as there are in most third world countries, that make it ripe for that kind of recruitment, for people to turn to that kind of answer. And let me run this theory by you. I believe with the collapse of the Soviet Union and essentially the failure of state-run Marxist-Leninist or Stalinist, whatever you want to choose, socialism, that used to be a path for a lot of disaffected youth. I mean, after all, Iraq and Iran both had communist parties.
Yeah.
But that's gone now, and now the answer is Islam.
Well, I think to some extent that's true, and I think the model we should remember for the United States about the power of religion is that in Poland it was the Catholic Church that provided the center for opposition. Not all the Polish opposition, of course, was Catholic, but the Church itself provided the path for resistance against the Soviet Empire. And it shouldn't be that hard for us, Jay, to understand. But listening to the president this week, we're still a long way from home. Although I went to yesterday. I appeared with Congressman Paul. He challenged Rudy Giuliani and the rest of the candidates, really all of the presidential candidates, to stop a minute and think about U.S. foreign policy as part of the motivation for why we were attacked on 9/11 and why we're losing the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think that's a debate that we need in this country, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a liberal or a conservative. Until we understand that what we do matters, and not only as individuals but as a country, we're not going to understand what the enemy's about.
Well, yeah, we have to stop covering stuff up. I agree with you there 100%. I mean, I for instance, Iran. To me, the key there is you got to sit down with them and you have to tell them. I mean, we have to say, okay, we realize we meddled in your affairs. We upset the apple cart. We put in a guy who was brutal. We turned our backs on that. We didn't care. I mean, they had an elected government.
Yeah, and they have one now.
Right. I mean, and it's like all of those things. But, you know, those are, Dr. Schroer, those are all the conversations that nobody ever wants to have. Those are the conversations that we never want to acknowledge. We never want to acknowledge the fact that we live in a double standard. You and I would not, and no one, would tolerate any leader of any foreign country standing up and demanding that we do certain things internally here or that we
stop doing something.
Stop doing something. Okay? We would be indignant. Yet, we don't have any problem, for instance, with forming committees, allocating money, fooling around.
We're like school teachers, Jay, in some ways. You know, hectoring school teachers. We have lists of people we don't like, people we do like. Every year we issue reports that you're not enough like us to various countries around the world.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. We're you know, the founders defined military policy and foreign policy as the tools with which to protect the expansion of democracy and liberty at home, not to install it abroad. And we've drifted so far away from that that we're really in a position where we're endangering our own democracy. If Rudy Giuliani can get away with slamming Congressman Paul like he did in an effort to shut him up, not to discuss the issue, it's a very dangerous thing for the United States.
Yeah, listen, I think you're right. My biggest experience with all of this is Cuba. I was there in 1996. I still have friends there, which means now you're immediately in trouble because you're talking to me.
You've got to be an anti-American. You can't be a patriot.
I know. Don't answer his emails and don't get near him. You'll smudge your national security credentials. But you go down there, you know, you talk to them. I talk to government officials. You talk to the people. They don't hate us.
No.
What they don't understand is what they don't, and they're not happy all the time with the situation they're in. But they have two things going there. One, paranoia. They're scared of us. Part of it is because the government there has used it for 50 some odd years. The other part of it is we've helped them out by making bellicose statements.
Yep.
The other thing is they don't understand why it is that we have a universal right to point them out and say, you need to do this and you need to do that, when they see us as not being able to clean up our own house.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, again, we come back to history. It's very clear in our founding documents and in the debates that went into our Constitution and the Declaration that people were very concerned that democracy would not lead to imperialism. And to some extent, although it's mostly rhetorical imperialism, it still threatens people. It still makes us very much unliked. And the real danger, and especially in the Muslim world, is that our Americans are becoming hated as Americans. And not just because of what their government does. And if we ever get to the point where Americans are hated as much as our government's policy, then we have a tremendous problem.
Yeah.
We don't seem to care, Jay. You know, for some reason, this business in Lebanon today, the media is full of this morning that American planes are flying in ammunition from the United States government to help the Lebanese kill al-Qaeda. Now, I know from my own work experience, we can do that with nobody knowing it. But we are announcing it almost like, it's almost like reinforcing what bin Laden says.
Yes, exactly.
That the Americans will go anywhere, anytime to kill Muslims, and especially Muslims who are trying to defend themselves. You know, in whatever the reality of the situation is, the reality in the Muslim world will be, here are the Americans arming Christian Lebanese to kill Muslims.
Yeah. Let me, before I run out of time here, and I am up against the clock now, and of course I could keep you on here for 4 hours. We should just come to Denver. I wish you'd just come to Denver. No, seriously. What do you quickly make of this whole Iranian story that Brian Ross and ABC had, and why was that leaked out, and what is that supposed to do except make things worse?
I think that's what exactly. It almost seems like they're trying to provoke the Iranians into doing something stupid. I don't think they will. The Iranians are pretty smart people, and they're better at pulling our chain than we are at theirs. But this administration is a very dicey matter, I think. I think they believe somehow that they can put the Iranians in their place. I think it would be a disaster, but you just can never rule things out.
Well,
these guys.
You want to know something, Dr. Schreier? I said this to Congressman Perlmutter. I know a lot of moderates and a lot of independents and a lot of conservatives are going to get angry with me saying this, but I'll tell you something. I think that this guy who leads this country has got a mental problem. I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, as always, for being there. You are a true American hero and a plain-spoken guy, and, man, it's just a thrill to even be able to have a relationship with you and just talk to you on the phone.
Well, you're very kind. I always appreciate it. You're very kind to me always.
Well, you deserve it. Thank you for your service to your country, and thank you. Just thank you for everything, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, if you're conservative, if you're independent, or whatever, you can argue with my take on things. But there.
Now that the weather's warmed up, bet you're spending a lot of time outside. How is your patio furniture? If it's got strings hanging off and springs poking through, it's time to get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, and the more you buy, the more you save. Check out all the deep seating furniture that's so luxurious and comfortable, and the sale includes most brands they carry. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. They're at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete,
you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase Bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, denver.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Dock's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildockspizza.com.
Creekside Tree Nursery will be open Memorial Day from 9 to 5 in honor of our nation's heroes. Call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647 or just head east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. CreeksideBoulder.com.
Save up to 30% on your next painting project at the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale. Hurry in, sale ends May 28th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Store exclusions apply.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up, Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. Brunch with Bernie. Senator Bernie Sanders will be here taking your calls, as he does every Friday. Plus, I'll be telling you why yesterday's child matters to education today and what we need to do to fix our broken schools. And we'll be keeping up with the Bush surge, Gonzo Gate, immigration, and all the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jimi Hendrix. Yes.
It's very far away. Da-da-da-da. Takes about half a day to get there. If we travel by now.
This is our new format.
No, it's not.
It's the Jay Marvin 2.0 relaunch show.
And the wind is just right.
Music and talk. Heard this in ever, forever. Hey, 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour. A slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 76. All right, Jay Marvin, just living death on the installment plan, and let's bring in Gino with a look at traffic, and then we'll take calls and we'll talk. But to talk about anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Gina, do you like Jimmy?
I like Jimmy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to hear it all the time, but...
Oh, I do, constantly.
I want to hear something happier this morning.
Oh, no, not me. I want to fry my head. No, did you ever see that album cover? I think it was Electric Ladyland, where they're dressed in those suits, those white suits, and he's got that suit on with all the duck and the geese and stuff running across it.
Probably. I don't remember exactly.
I have always wanted a suit like that, and now that I've lost 113 pounds, or whatever it is, I'm going to get a tailor-made suit like that, and I'm going to wear it to the next radio station function.
Woo! Well, you'll just be styling then, won't you?
And people will go, like, what's wrong with him? And I'll go, I don't know, I'm just antisocial. But I love that suit.
I like his version of the Star Spangled Banner. We
play that every once in a
while. Hear that for Memorial Day. So,
did I ever tell you about the time I saw him live?
No.
Oh, it was great. Everybody stands up and starts cheering and yelling. He just leans on the microphone and says, he just says, it doesn't make any difference. We're only jamming. You can sit down. It's like, okay, I get it.
All right. Traffic is just got to be very, very light this morning.
Yeah, it's a good ride for the most part. We're not seeing any freeway delays on I-25 or I-70 through the metro area. Of course, we do have this big tie-up on southbound Highway 85 in Commerce City. Have a crash there at 112th. That's blocking lanes. It's causing stop and go back to 120th. A lot of folks flying out of DIA, of course. Airport roads doing fine, though. Seems to be a lot of parking still. And just expect that security wait time to fluctuate anywhere between 5 and 20 minutes this morning. Weather outlook today, warming up. Looks like we're going to get mostly sunny skies. Some possible afternoon scattered showers, high of 74. Currently, it's fair and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
Psst. Hey, you at the computer. I have a secret. You can find out how much you're worth. No, really. Do you know if you're getting paid too little or too much? Do you demand a raise or do you hug your boss? Visit payscale.com or click on the banner in your media player. In just a few minutes, you'll be staring at a free salary report. If knowledge is power, then you're about to be a huge, powerful power person. Free. Accurate. Who knew? Find out what you're worth. Payscale.com.
You walk into CC's because it's today. And today, you long for freedom. Freedom to pile your plate high, to load it with pizza and pasta topped off with a hefty slice of, oh yeah, today, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's always a day away. Do the math. That's infinity, my friend. So welcome to CC's, the endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet for under $5. Almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
They say cockroaches will still be alive when the end of the world comes. The scientists at Bayer Advanced respectfully disagree. Thanks to Bayer Advanced Dual Action Roach Killer Power Pen. Unlike messy sprays, only this new pen-like applicator allows you to draw a line of defense with the touch of a button. It attracts and kills roaches fast, even hidden ones, and works for up to 6 months. The Power Pen is mightier than the roach. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
House looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan Fieldstone walkway. Mine with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh. Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Gas prices are outrageous, so get to AutoZone, tune up your car, and save up to 30% on gas now. Replace worn-out spark plugs and oxygen sensors. Change your dirty air filter and fuel filter. Keep your tires properly inflated, and add some fuel injector cleaner to your tank. These are just a few of the simple steps you can take to getting better gas mileage now. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone and save money on gas today.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Ooh, here we go.
Coming to me in the morning, leaving me at night.
This is the devil version.
Coming to me in the morning, leaving me alone.
Now, one of the radio stations plays stuff like this, okay? 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Hi today, 76, Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phone, 303-713-7600. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Christy Harvey. Our weekly visit with her. Let me go to the phones. Bob in Denver has been hanging on for a long time. Bob, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
How you doing, bud? How you doing, Jay? This is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I wanted to tell you, I went back to the Midwest to my hometown of Springfield, Illinois, where only 22% in my county voted for a Democratic governor. Voted Democratic, and I can tell you, there's no talk radio out there anywhere. And if you were over there at WTAX or WMAY, you'd have to be in the witness protection program for being anti-war.
Oh yeah, I know it's rough. Well, I used to work at
WLS and used to get in there at night, so I know. It's
I used to listen to WLS when it was a rock station.
Right, yeah, the Big 89. Well, check this out. A record number of Americans are pessimistic about the outcome in Iraq and now believe the war was a mistake, according to CBS News' New York Times opinion poll that was out late yesterday. 76% of Americans think the war is going badly. That's up 10 percentage points in 1 month, according to the poll. 61% of those polled said the United States should have stayed out of Iraq, with only 35% saying the invasion was the right thing to do. Nearly half, 47% of those polled, said the war was going very badly, with just 20% believing that the recent surge of U.S. troops will make a difference. And a full 72% of those polled said the United States is heading on the wrong track. That's the highest percentage recorded since the CBS New York Times pollster first asked that question back in 1983. And let me give you one more thing here. According to the polls, 6 in 10 Americans also want a timetable for U.S. troops to withdraw from Iraq, an issue that was dropped from the war funding bill by Congress yesterday.
Can I make a prediction real quick, though?
Sure.
Bush and them are up to putting us in the Chinese finger puzzle. They want us trapped there so that we can't get out. They want a wider war, and they're trying to engineer a situation to where...
When you say they, who are you talking about?
Bush and a lot of Republicans. They still think that they're bulletproof in respect, because if they got a pro corporate media that's going to push this thing and push this thing and push down and not push down anybody who protests and not report anybody who's against it. You could have a million people out there in the malls protesting, and the press is not going to cover it. They're going to wait.
Well, some of the press will. I mean, there was some pretty rough questioning yesterday.
I hope you're right.
At that press conference that he held, the first since February, I think it's only going to get worse. The pressure is going to get more, and it's going to get more intense, and it's going to get worse. But having said that, and if I can in the 9 o'clock hour, well, if we have time, and we may not, and I may have to wait till Tuesday to play it back again. But we talked to Congressman Ed Perlmutter this morning, at 6:10, and I'm very dismayed with the Democratic Party.
I'm not. I understand what their position is just by being in Illinois, because I mean, I can tell you, I mean, people out there, I mean, if they were killing their firstborn and they don't have any jobs in Springfield, they're all gone. They've been outsourced and they have nothing but service jobs there, and people are all very poor there.
Yeah, but you know
they
something?
They would still vote.
No, you know what? But that's
there.
You know what? But that's not true, because what you're doing is you're taking it by listening to WMAY and listening to talk radio, which is conservatively dominated. But if your theory is correct, then why is it they have Dick Durbin and Barack Obama, two Democratic senators, and Barack Obama did extremely well?
That's Chicago.
No, you know, excuse me. I was there when the election was held, and if you look at the returns, Barack Obama and Dick Durbin both have done very well, not only in the middle of the state,
but also
down in the southern part of the state towards St. Louis.
That's surprising, because I know that for 50 years, almost all of downstate's been solidly Republican, like Texas, since I was born. Maybe it has changed, but based on the locals that I've seen and what I've seen around when I was in Springfield, I get a much different impression, and I don't really understand. Because I even had some of my relatives saying, "Well, we're going to fight them over there because they don't want to fight them here." And it's like, okay, I'm not going to talk about it.
You're always going to run into people that are going to be like that, but the polls indicate that the majority of Americans are not thinking that way.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I don't understand why they're not getting out and really being openly and publicly vocal about it more than they are, because
what do you want them to do?
I don't know.
Take to the streets?
Well, I mean, we know that's not going to happen.
Well, yeah,
you're right about that.
The 60s are over with, but you know what they will do? They'll take to the ballot box.
Well, I sure hope so, because I can tell you, I fear that this whole thing is going to be, if we start pulling out, that will collapse so badly over there and become a wider regional war, and we'll be right back in the middle of it again.
Well, it's already a bad situation, and now you have stories that were in the news yesterday that the Kurdish guerrillas are attacking Turkey, and Turkey is weeks away from going in to the northern region of Iraq and going after those guerrillas.
I've seen that, which
we're going to get trapped in that situation, too. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, my boy.
All right. Let me go to Clarence in Redding, California. Clarence, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I've been an admirer of your program for some time now, and I was told to give you a call to talk about some of the problems facing the country today. There was no better man in the country than to talk to you.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but it's okay.
In the monkey trial back in 1920.
Yeah, right. Clarence Darrow's dead. Try that on somebody else. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that you don't sit alone there by thinking that this president is mentally ill. I have kind of held that for a long time because, you know, who's to say that, you know, why couldn't you have some president of the United States be mentally ill? It's possible. And I think that the guy, from his actions, is sick in the head.
Well, there's something wrong, and there's something wrong with this government as a whole, and I include Democrats and Republicans in this, that the American public doesn't like what's going on, and yet to go ahead and to give this guy what he wants and to allow him to hold the troops hostage as a bargaining chip to continue this insanity, man, I just, it's like I'm awestruck.
You're like a hostage on a runaway train. You can't, it's inconceivable that he's gotten as far as he has, in my mind. And what concerns me is, you know, all the rhetoric that he's throwing out there now about, you know, August, we're going to have, you know, look out. This seems like he's like giving us these forewarnings of something bad's going to happen, and he's already laid out his cards that, okay, I'm going to make myself the dictator of America when something bad happens, and I'm going to usurp all the power of this country and do what I damn well please.
Yeah, well, it's like a friend of mine said at lunch the other day. It's like he just ignores us and just goes ahead and just does what he wants, and it doesn't make any difference. And it's like, man, I mean, and the damage that's being done here is just, the whole thing is like, the whole thing is just insane. It's just insane.
It is.
It's nuts. I don't, it's like, come on. Like, for instance, I'd like to talk on a rational level with a conservative. Well, not all conservatives support him. With people who support this administration. And I'd like to just say to them, okay, first it was, give the surge a chance to work. Now it's like, well, what's going on in Iraq now is just a snapshot and a moment in time. And then they're floating around the idea of trying to get somebody in the military, in the Pentagon, higher up, to be involved in seeking a political solution. That's like plan B. Well, whatever happened to plan A? In other words, what has the leadership of this country? I include Congress. I include, you know, the president, the vice president. I include them all. What have they said to us about this situation that has ever turned out to be true?
Nothing.
So how long, what does it take for even that last 30, 28%, 27%, what does it take for them to finally come to the realization, to finally wake up and to say, okay, we don't see life like you see it. We don't agree with you domestically. I'm talking about people like you and me. But, yeah, you're right. The situation is out of control, and it has been mismanaged, and we have been lied to, and we have continued to be lied to. But instead, there's no honesty there. Not on their part,
not on the leadership of the country's part, not on any of the candidates running in the GOP. Guys like Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney and John McCain, they're all standing up. Ron Paul is Tom Tancredo. Ron Paul is the only guy who's up there telling the truth. And on the Democratic side, John Edwards was the only one who came forward. John Edwards and Christopher Dodd were the only ones who came forward immediately and said this is wrong. Now, Hillary and Barack Obama voted against it yesterday. But I'm, for the first time, starting to drift towards John Edwards.
I hear you. It's depressing. It's very depressing.
Yeah, I don't want to sit here on Memorial Day weekend on a Friday and moan and groan, and maybe you could make a case that that's what I'm doing. But I'm disillusioned. I mean, I really am thinking seriously about going and changing my voter affiliation to independent.
Well, you join me. I don't believe this party stuff is working for us. Anyway,
all right, Eric.
All
thanks,
I wanted
man.
To say, and you're not alone.
Thanks. Good to have you.
See you later.
Good to have you out there. Thanks.
Gotcha.
7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's plug into some traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, still the only problem we're really dealing with is that one up in Commerce City. So just try to avoid that stretch if you can. Southbound Highway 85 between 120th and 112th. Still pretty stacked up from a wreck they are trying to clear. Otherwise, nice smooth ride across the metro area. Very little going on. We have good speeds on just about wherever you are. Only two slow pockets right now. Southbound 225 through the DTC and southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather today looks like it'll be a nice one with mostly sunny skies. Could get some afternoon thunder showers. Going up to 74 today. Tonight, isolated evening thunder showers and a low of 45. And currently under fair skies, it's 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now and give your child
cheaperusedautos.com.
Best car prices anywhere.
Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it?
Well, don't worry.
Just visit cheaperusedautos.com.
At cheaperusedautos.com, check out over 800 vehicles.
Up close and personal.
Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver.
Many under $10,000.
Including low-mileage program vehicles.
All with special internet pricing.
Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town.
Chances are, they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Walmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Walmart, the musical.
That's right, Walmart, the musical, a new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of
Walmart, the musical.
Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
Heat is on. Jack with Jack Misek Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America's Standard air conditioning systems. Now's the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard comfort system. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Don't let someone tell you lies about disability and housing. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
And our friends have, and our family has. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire, two of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Go out there and see Freddie Labrato, hardworking guy. Gerard Menard, hardworking guy. Juan, or Abel, or Adolf, rather, sorry, both of those guys, they're really committed. All of them out there are committed. And, you know, that's what it takes. That's what it takes to be successful, because people go back to Rockies time and time again. And the reason they go back is because they get treated right and they get good deals. And that's why Rockies has been family-owned and operated and stayed in business since 1982. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or
get on out there and see them yourself. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Just great people. I really, really, really like them a lot, and I'm proud to call them good friends. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale, buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers, buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants, buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle resistant and cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt. Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, with exciting news for automotive do-it-yourselfers. Finally, there's a place in Denver to take your car and work on it yourself. It's called AutoBase. Put your car up on a lift, change the starter, install brakes, or just do an oil change. Got a check engine light? No problem. AutoBase will scan your codes, and tools, equipment, and two levels of assistance are available if you need some help or guidance. It's perfect for car clubs, mechanics, or the casual do-it-yourselfer. AutoBase, 8071 South Broadway, 303-577-9088.
Creekside Tree Nursery will be open Memorial Day from 9 to 5 in honor of our nation's heroes. Call Jason and Shannon at 303-668-7647 or just head east of Boulder City on 61st between Valmont and J Road. CreeksideBoulder.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Illegal immigrants, get them to patch my roof and build a fence. Get them to work on my house. Say I believe in term limits and run again. Now I'm out running for president because I'm on the Tom Tancredo radio. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, okay. And my campaign manager is Babe Buchanan, who thinks that she's a junior psychiatrist. 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour. 1 minute what? I only have 1 minute left? Oh, God. Okay. Virginia, hurry. 60 seconds. Do it.
Jay, Virginia.
Do it, Virginia. 60 seconds. Do it.
Anti-war protest Saturday from 12 to 2, corner of 52nd and Wadsworth. Our special Memorial Day protest. We'll have our white crosses out. We invite any of your listeners. 52nd and Wadsworth at noon tomorrow. Bring your own sign, or we have plenty to share.
You are...
Did I get there?
You got there, and you are the best.
Oh, so are you. I tell you, we're getting so much support on the corner, and it's so timely now with these idiotic politicians who can't understand what we told them in November.
I know it. I love you.
Thank you, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
Christy Harvey, Center for American Progress. Next.
Seven, six. 760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Hi, it's Mark Stout. The Crush are red hot. They've won 5 of 6, and they'll be in Grand Rapids this Saturday night. Countdown to Crush comes your way at 4:30. We'll have kickoff at 5.
Crush football on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. Offers not valid on damaged vehicles. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go 120% trade-in events. This week only, Go will purchase your trade for up to 120% of Blue Book trade-in value. That's up to 120% of what Kelley Blue Book says your trade-in is worth. No games, no gimmicks. You'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from 0 to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Your trade may never be worth more than it will be this week during the Go 120% trade-in events at 17 Go showrooms in Denver alone. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light screen. Go.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Sean Adams along the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey.
Are you going away for Memorial Day weekend?
No, staying home.
Because of the gas?
Yeah.
Really?
Usually we go to the shore. This weekend we're staying home.
No tank top and flip-flops for Neil Faubert, but Sheila Moore is beach-bound without the gas guzzler.
We have a very fuel-efficient car, so that helps a lot.
And it helps Phil Molinaro to have a Harley. 40 miles to the gallon?
It's about 30, high 30s, depending if you're doing city driving or highway driving, obviously.
Virginia Beach, here he comes. Sean Adams, CBS News, New Jersey. With more news, here's Frank Settapani.
Congress has given President Bush a second bill to pay for the war in Iraq, and he'll sign this one because it doesn't set a timetable for pulling out. But Democrats, led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say they won't let the issue rest.
The sacrifices borne by our troops and their families demand more than the blank check the president is asking for a war without end.
The waiting doesn't end for the families of two soldiers missing since they were captured south of Baghdad 2 weeks ago. In Waterford, Michigan, Gordon Dibbler is asking people to pray for his 19-year-old stepson, Private Byron Fouting.
I can't tell you the anguish that my daughter and my family feels every moment. Can't take a breath without thinking about him.
Specialist Alex Jimenez is the other missing man. Iraqi police recovered the body of PFC Joe Anzac earlier in the week. A cardiologist who wants to attack childhood obesity is the president's choice for Surgeon General. Dr. James Holsinger is a professor of preventive medicine at the University of Kentucky. Well, it turns out that a lot of us are ignoring those treasures in the inbox. CBS's Steve Caven has that.
Well, for some people, this is the biggest headache of the day.
You've got mail.
Venture capitalist Fred Wilson declared email bankruptcy last month, saying in a blog rant that he could no longer respond to all the emails he gets. The musician Moby joined the chorus even earlier, sending out word he was taking a year off from email. And MIT professor Sherry Turkle says her book about email overload would be out by now if she wasn't so distracted by all the stuff in the inbox. Steve Caven, CBS News.
Marine biologists in California plan to use fire hoses today to coax two whales back to the Pacific. Everything else they've tried hasn't worked. The whales have been swimming in circles in the Sacramento River. At the movies, the brigands are back. Jack Sparrow and company.
A pirate was a time when a pirate was free to make his own way in the world.
The new Pirates of the Caribbean movie is expected to be the summer season's third big blockbuster after Shrek and Spider-Man 3.
It's the perfect mixture of humor and action. Johnny Depp all the way. Jack Sparrow is the movie.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 27 points. NASDAQ is up almost 9. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
I need directions. I'm going to Scotch Lane in New Jersey.
Introducing OnStar turn-by-turn navigation. Just press the OnStar button and tell the advisor your destination. The route will be sent to your vehicle, and an automated voice will guide you through every turn.
I'm very excited by this new turn-by-turn feature. It's like having somebody who knows exactly where they live sitting next to me.
Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
Absolutely.
No need to print out driving directions or hassle with a portable GPS device.
Your turn-by-turn navigation will begin.
Can I tell you something? I know how to get there. I just want to use the surface.
I don't blame you. Thank you for using OnStar.
Turn-by-turn navigation is the simplest and smartest navigation system, and it's available on many new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles. To learn more, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Start out going north on Route 10.
Requires ABS and directions and connections plan. Not available in certain areas.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. This is getaway day for the unofficial start of summer. With millions climbing into their cars or getting onto airplanes for the Memorial Day weekend, or surging gas prices changing the way Coloradans travel. Gas prices are pretty high, averaging $3.34 a gallon here in Colorado, but that's not expected to keep people at home. AAA says folks will still be taking their summer vacations, but try to spend less on hotels and restaurants. Steve Snyder out of DIA says they're expecting about the same number of passengers this weekend as last Memorial Day.
You know, the numbers that we're seeing right now are very much in line with what we saw last year, so it doesn't appear that gas prices are changing people's travel habits too much from last year, but you never know.
So what would make us change our travel plans? A recent poll found gas would have to reach $4.38 a gallon before Coloradans would significantly cut back on their driving. So-called 527 groups that have operated in virtual secrecy in recent Colorado political campaigns are going to have to report their donors. That under a measure just signed into law by Governor Ritter. It does not set donation limits as usual. Republicans oppose the measure, saying it limits freedom of speech. In-state and out-of-state 527s have spent more than $115 million on elections here in Colorado. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we do have a wreck. Multi-cars eastbound 6th right around Calumet. So be aware of a snag through there. Still have traffic holdups on southbound Highway 85 in Commerce City due to that crash at 112. And the normal heavy pockets southbound 25 downtown, as well as westbound I-76 toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny skies, possible afternoon scattered showers and a high of 74. Tonight we'll get some more of those showers, low of 45. Currently it's fair and 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your Supercard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan Fieldstone walkway. Mine with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh.
Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:07, it's after 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today is 76. Looks beautiful out there now. Time to talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, also Director of Strategic Communications at the Center, editor of Mike Check. A daily preparation service for radio producers, talk show hosts, and yes, you too. Go to MikeCheckRadio.org. All right. Let's say hello to Christy, who is on the phone from her mother's house. Isn't that where you are?
Well, it's my mom's and my dad's house, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I left your dad out.
Poor dad.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. It's officially Monday, but I've started accepting gifts and congratulations as of this past Wednesday. So.
Well, I'll be putting a gift in the mail to you this week.
Oh, how fun! I love presents. Thank you.
Yes, it'll be one you'll like.
Well, good, because I'm a little depressed. I hate that, A, Alberto Gonzalez has not resigned yet. I was really counting on that for a birthday present.
I told you that wasn't going to happen.
I know. I'm a dreamer, Jay. I'm an idealist. And, and then this this week and the vote and President Bush's speech to the Coast Guard. I mean, there was just so much depressing stuff this week.
Oh, I'm knocked out by the vote. I am absolutely knocked out by the vote yesterday. I, for the first time in my life, am considering switching my party allegiance to independent, and I got so angry with Barack Obama, even though he voted no, but he didn't say anything and wouldn't say anything about it, that yesterday I got an email appealing for money, and I went to the unsubscribe link, and now I'm starting to lean towards John Edwards.
Really? Oh, that's a bold move.
Well, at least Edwards spoke out about it.
Well, that's the thing, is these politicians, you know, made a big fuss about how we needed the timetable. It came down to the wire. They blinked. But then they tried to undo the damage by not voting for the new resolution. It didn't really make any sense to me. Although I found a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, the minimum wage.
But also, did you see the New York Times CBS poll that came out yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, there are more Americans now are pessimistic about Iraq. They're more pessimistic now than ever before.
Exactly. And I thought it was interesting because it said two-thirds. Well, it was 63%. 63% of Americans support the concept of a timetable. And I really fault, I think, the Democrats not for folding on the timetable issue because they hadn't quite put it together the way it needed to be. Anybody who has kids will tell you, if you're going to give an ultimatum, you know, do this by dinner time or else, you better know what that or else is going to be to back it up with. So I think the Democrats' big problem is they didn't go far enough. They wanted to put this timetable in that said, you know, Iraq, do this before such and such a date or else, but no one really had a firm understanding of what that or else was going to be, and that is what I'm blaming them for.
I'm just sick of them.
Yeah.
How's that grab you?
I'm with you, and
I know that there are a lot of good Democrats out there. One of them happens to be Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who voted no, and has got a lot of courage and a big stand up ability. And there are a lot of fine Democrats out there, but as a party as a whole, no. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of all of this. And I don't buy their explanations. I don't buy any of the explanations. And I can't speak for anybody else, but I can't remember a time where I've been this upset.
Well, it's just a general lack of spine being shown once again by the entire party, and I see what you mean there. I mean, I'm with you. And especially this week, I think the big news that the White House was trying to get out was, you know what, we're coming up with this plan B where we're going to get a political solution in Iraq.
Oh, yeah, because the surge didn't work after Lindsey Graham and the rest of these yokes stood up there and said, oh, you have to give the surge time to work.
Right.
Well, okay, it doesn't work. Now what?
Well, the thing that really got me is the administration decided this week that they're going to go back and look at the Iraq Study Group proposal, which was out last December. Well, what have we been doing for the past 6 months while this report sat there like a dead fish on the president's desk? No, he didn't want anything to do with it. Now that the surge isn't working, he's going back to this. But you know what? Too little, too late, Jay. And the thing is, the piece of news that really made me want to just throw up this week was the fact that the president of Iraq, Jalal Talabani, is not in Iraq right now. Jalal Talabani is in Minnesota. He checked himself into the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to deal with his, quote, obesity issues. Basically, he's going to fat camp in the middle of the war.
Well, he's getting the kind of health treatment every Iraqi gets. What are you talking about?
Well, that's the thing, you know?
Right? I mean, you know, he's living like the common man or woman. Not.
And the Iraqi parliament has announced, of course, that they're going on recess. They're going on vacation for 2 months. You know, if we're getting ready to put all of our eggs into the let's come up with political solutions basket, all the politicians are out of town. And they say that the politicians over in Iraq, the parliament, has to go on recess because there's no electricity, so there's no air conditioning inside the parliament building, and it's too hot to work. I say for the amount that we're paying Halliburton over there to fix the electricity, let's just arm them all with palm fronds and go over and fan them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Better yet, I've got a 550-square-foot apartment. It's not very big. There won't be enough chairs, but I've got air conditioning. Come over to my place and get some work done. But the whole vacation concept, it just really gets me.
Yeah, I mean, it's all insane. It's all. And by the way, is he here illegally, this guy Talabani? Because if he isn't, let's call the INS and get him deported. As a matter of fact, Tom Tancredo will make the call for us.
I like the way you think.
hey, Tom, right? Mr. He and his campaign advisor, junior psychologist Babe Buchanan.
Right.
Who's like Bill Frist. Remember Bill Frist? I can tell that Terry Schiavo, I can tell that she's got brain life and that I can see her condition by looking at a videotape where Babe Buchanan is on CNN's Situation Room yesterday with Lanny Davis, trying to say that, well, I can make judgments about her personality because I've done extensive research. I've read books. I've watched her.
Right.
And Lanny Davis goes, well, you know, he smiles and says, well, that's not, you know, if it had been me, I don't care if she's a woman. I'd have roundhoused her. Okay? I don't like Hillary Clinton, but I would have roundhoused her. What do you mean? What do you mean? Does that mean I can call you up and, like, you can handle my bipolar problem via the phone and I don't have to pay to go to a doctor?
Babe Buchanan, super therapist.
I mean, come on. Why don't you just, you know, never mind.
Well, speaking of Bill Frist, did you see the rumor about him now?
Oh,
he's top of the list to take Paul Wolfowitz's place at the World Bank.
I know. Can you believe that?
I just thought, you know what? He did such a great job. of course he's going to get promoted. Of course.
Well, sure. He'll just sit in the office and he'll run the World Bank via a video screen. And that's how he'll be able to tell what's going on. That'll work, won't it?
I think we've chosen wrong, Jay. I think that if you and I had gone into this administration as our professions, you know, all you have to do is sit around and watch TV and reruns of the A-Team, and you get promoted. I mean, I think we chose wrong by having to work for a living here.
I think so. 8:15, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey, Center for American Progress. Okay, how about Monica Goodling?
Oh,
illegally or legally blonde? What was it? What was the woman? What was Reese Witherspoon's character's name?
Elle Woods.
Elle Woods. Yeah, the Elle Woods of the Justice Department.
Well, I was thinking that she was more of the Fawn Hall.
Well, okay.
Our generation finally has our own Fawn Hall.
No, Fawn Hall was better looking.
I did think that Monica Goodling had very pretty hair. She had very pretty hair. She did have that going for her, but that was about it.
I mean, she goes, "Oh, I guess I." Well, I don't know if that's legal or not. You know what? Let me tell you. The answer out of all of these people is either two things. I don't know. I don't recall.
Right.
That's what they always say.
Absolutely. And the fact that Alberto Gonzalez, whom we all know, knew exactly what was going on in that office, the fact that he allowed her to stand up there and take some of that blame away from him, I mean, that guy is such a wuss. You know, that guy has no problem throwing anybody under the bus.
No, but you know what that'll nail him on? That'll nail him on jury tampering. No, I'm sorry, witness tampering.
Oh, yeah.
Because he met with her and coached her.
Exactly.
So he broke the law.
And I don't care if it's like getting Al Capone on tax evasion. Great. If that's what we get him on, that's what we get him on.
Well, his whole premise.
But it is illegal.
Well, his whole premise is ridiculous. I was just meeting with her to comfort her. And by the way, while I'm comforting you, do you remember the conversation on May 25th? You know, he's coaching her, he's tampering with the witness, and they ought to bust him for that, and they ought to bust him for perjury, too.
Let me comfort you with these three bullet points of talking points that I'd like for you to mention.
Yes, I have right here a comfort towel. Oh, it just so happens to have all the information on it you'll need.
I mean, so for a guy who's supposed to be in charge of our official legal system, I mean, he's the nation's lawyer for being that guy who's in charge of justice. Alberto Gonzalez, I mean, he's got a lot of issues there.
Fredo.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's like Fredo in The Godfather. Right? Fredo. Let's go fishing, Mikey. Isn't that what he's like?
I knew it was you, Alberto.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. What are we stuck with here? It's absurd. Okay, we better talk about this, too. We should talk about the GSA thing, but I want to talk about this. Gasoline prices.
Oh, man.
How much is it there? Do you know in Delaware?
Here it's lower than it was in D.C. I think here it's like $3.85, something crazy like that. The gas station by my house in D.C. is over $4.
So now what they're saying, I was looking at the business section of the New York Times yesterday. You see, the reason this is happening is because there are misguided individuals in the world out there like myself who happen to think that ethanol is a great idea and ethanol derivatives and biofuels are a great idea. So now the oil industry is saying, well, since you're going to talk about that, we're not going to develop any more new refineries.
Right.
So we're going to punish you.
And it's an excuse. I was watching, forgive me, I'm at home with my parents. I was watching Fox News last night.
Oh,
and,
God. Yeah,
they sort of, my parents haven't always seen the light on political issues yet.
No, I guess not.
And they were talking about how, you know, the reason that you're paying these high prices for gasoline is because of ethanol. Because you have to have this ethanol stuff, that's why you're stuck with these higher gas prices. And I thought, well, no. You know, I'd buy that argument if I hadn't seen that Exxon just made the most money of any company ever in the history of the world. You know, it's the price gouging. And, yeah, you can't really identify exactly what gouging means, but as long as these oil companies are making gazillions of dollars every time that the price goes up at the pump, don't buy that argument. That's them trying to spin us.
I am so tired of these following three arguments.
Okay.
All right. One, well, you can't have ethanol because there won't be any corn to eat. Oh, you know what? Come on. Okay? Come on. All right.
Oh,
all right. So make it out of something else then.
Yeah.
Two, it doesn't burn very efficiently. Well, you know, that's not what I hear. And as a matter of fact, I heard them talking about it here a couple of days ago, that the Indy cars are running on ethanol and that they're getting more fuel efficiency and are able to run smaller gas tanks. Okay? And then the last one, which you always get, is you always get this whole argument about it's still a pollutant. Well, okay, but how much more of a pollutant is it? And automobiles are only this is something else that I was thinking about.
Yes.
And bear in mind, I'm crazy about cars, but automobiles are only responsible for a third of the problem we have. Therefore, something else is causing the rest of it. Now, what could that possibly be? And if something else is causing the rest of it, how come there's no focus on the rest of it? There's only a focus on us driving cars. Because, you know what? We're easy targets. The others are controlled by a big business in corporate America, and they'll fight it tooth and nail.
Absolutely. And whenever they yank out that last excuse, the only thing I can really think of is, well, maybe it's still a pollutant, but it's a pollutant that we're not dependent on Iraqi oil for, or
right,
or the foreign oil. You know, that's my biggest. I, you know, love the environment, but my biggest thing with wanting to move to the ethanol and these alternative fuel sources is, hey, get us, break our oil habit when it comes to the foreign oil.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's huge.
And then we can tell everybody, hey, we don't need you.
Exactly.
And I don't know why people can't put two and two together and come up with four on that.
I don't know. I don't know if it's laziness or just the spit. I don't know.
They're all secret agents of Dutch Royal Shell. That's the reason.
The BP Underground.
Yeah, they're the BP Underground operating near you. Suspect your neighbors. Turn them in. All right. You know what? Do we have time to go? Let's just talk about this real brief. It is my considered and studied opinion, which is absolutely worth nothing, that in the GSA, that's the General Services Administration, they have not only broke, but they have busted the Hatch Act. What do you think?
Absolutely. And they've been doing a lot of other dirty stuff. And the GSA is headed by Miss Loretta Dunn. I love that name, Loretta.
Loretta.
Loretta. And she is a political operative. She busted the Hatch Act wide open, which says that if you are working and paid by taxpayer dollars, you're not allowed to try and use your influence to get other Republicans, say, elected to office. She completely broke that law. And then she also, under her watch, has turned the GSA into basically a cost-plus contractor of its own. And two different stories came out. I refer you to the Washington Post or to MikeCheckRadio.org. This week, Vette said that she fought tooth and nail to keep these contracts for these companies that were obviously cheating American taxpayers. Sun Microsystems was cheating American taxpayers for $77 million because she got kickbacks from these companies for the GSA. And she sort of set up this thing where she gets paid every time a company gets a contract, and she gets a chunk of it. So the more money that they pay out to these companies, the more money Miss Loretta Dunn gets.
Loretta.
So,
I'll take a couple of Loretta's to go.
She's just this very, very bad lady, very bad lady. And but yesterday, the official independent counsel said that she had broken the Hatch Act, and there should be an investigation, and I think Miss Loretta's queendom over at the GSA might finally be to a close. But
well,
dirty stuff.
Everything's under investigation in this administration, including the Justice Department, but the investigations will all conclude on January the 1st, 2009.
It is true.
All right, now, before we go, Driving Force, you're checking
it
out.
I missed it this week.
You missed a good one. And,
I know.
And also, Pinks.
I had to get a lot of work done because I took next week off, so this was a big work week for me.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I've got him on my TiVo, so when I get back next week, I'm going to catch up.
I got another one for you.
Oh, yeah?
Now, this one's not as good, but it is kind of funny. So it runs on A&E.
Okay.
It's called King of Cars. Have you ever seen it?
I have seen it.
How about that? How would you like to work at that Towbridge Dodge in Las Vegas, Nevada?
I kind of want to. It looks pretty fun.
Did you see the episode where he says, if you sell so many cars, I'll shave my head?
Yes, I did.
Is that like the best?
Well, I love it because I like the car thing, but it also is just sort of like every working person's nightmare job.
Isn't it? You know what? I'm telling you, we got to go. You know, you got to come out here to see the forces race. And then,
I'm on it.
Yeah, and then we should drive to Las Vegas and go in there and go see those people and apply for a job.
Road trip.
We want to work here. Oh, Lord. All right, Christy, have a wonderful birthday and a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Fabulous. Thanks, Jack.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Here's the one and only Christy Harvey. 826.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models. Foreign and domestic. Each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan Fieldstone walkway, lined with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh. Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Gas prices are outrageous. So get to AutoZone, tune up your car, and save up to 30% on gas now. Replace worn-out spark plugs and oxygen sensors. Change your dirty air filter and fuel filter. Keep your tires properly inflated and add some fuel injector cleaner to your tank. These are just a few of the simple steps you can take to getting better gas mileage now. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone and save money on gas today.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, a record number of people are going to be traveling this Memorial weekend, and Paul Rinaldi of the Air Traffic Controllers joins us to talk about the role of the air traffic controllers. And more than 32 million people are going to be hitting America's highways. We'll give you some traveling tips to save you some money. And also, this weekend is the first for summer grilling. We'll give you some Big Eddie guidelines for that best meal. We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Gotta love the Dead.
Must be getting early. Cyclones, thunderstorms, high today, 76. We'll do open phones here. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. We haven't done open phones in a long, long time. So you want to talk about the Iraq war funding bill? You want to talk about music, movies? We'll do movies in about 30 minutes from Tom Tagney. We can talk about anything. You want to pick on me? Whatever. Yeah, I don't care. And John Turk asked me, "Isn't my birthday this?" No, my birthday doesn't come till September.
I don't know why I was thinking that. I thought for some reason, normally we have the birthday calendars in the elevators as you go up and down here in the building.
No, my birthday is not listed on the birthday calendars.
It was last year. That's the only way I knew.
Oh, it was listed?
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to somebody about getting that removed. No, my birthday's not until September.
September what?
13th. That's what my birthday is. Are you thinking about something to get me for my birthday?
Yeah, I was thinking, I didn't know if I needed to run out and get something today. I thought for some reason you were in May.
Widespread panic CDs. I'll take widespread panic CDs.
Hey, did you check out that CD I gave you?
Yeah, it's great. I'm listening to it. It's in my car.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, think you'll ever get it back?
I hope so. I'll burn you a copy, I promise.
Probably not in your lifetime. No,
you got to give it back. It's the original release.
No, I'll return it if I have to. I'll just keep conveniently forgetting to return it. Do you ever do that, Gina? Do you ever borrow books or music from people and you just keep forgetting to return it?
People that do that.
You hate people that do that? I know. I've stopped loaning out books and stuff because, and you know what? I'm not one to talk because I owe somebody a book. I have had their book forever and a day, and they're polite, and they never ask me about it. Like, when are you going to give it back? Well, I need to return it.
Yes, you do.
Were you as a kid? I was a kid, always getting in trouble at the library for keeping the book too long.
Well, I have to admit, yes. Even now. I owe a fine to the library here.
Oh, come on. You guys, an adult, you owe a fine to the library?
I just got really busy, and I just totally spaced getting it back. It was a really good book.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, you know what it was? It was an express. It's one of those where you have to, like, read the book in a week,
And I don't have time to read a book in a week. And, you know, I just really liked the book, and I didn't get it back within the week. And
what book was it?
It's called Me and Marley. It's a book about a retriever.
That book is about a million years old.
I know, but I never had had a chance to read it.
Oh, and you're all fine on it. Oh,
I do.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to call the library system up and tell them I know you. You'll come out one morning and find a boot on your car.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Jay. Thought you said you loved me.
You'll have to wear an ankle bracelet and be under house arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not turning in a library book. Well, somebody else is waiting on that book.
Well, it's in now. I turned it in.
Oh, finally.
I just still owe the fine.
Oh. And so the library system lives off the good graces of its patrons, and you couldn't. How much was the fine?
Oh, it's like a couple of bucks.
Oh, and you couldn't pay it?
Well, I just haven't gotten around to it.
Oh.
I will do it. I will pay it.
You know, that reminds me. Mary's got a traffic ticket she hasn't paid.
Uh-oh.
A parking ticket.
Yeah, and if you get stopped.
Well, maybe she's paid it. So I better not get on the radio and say she hasn't because I don't have proof. Mary, I think you should call us and tell us whether you paid that ticket or not if you're listening. Because I'm real crazy about that kind of stuff. About paying tickets and fines. Almost the point of being neurotic. I just can't handle it.
For fear of what will happen if you don't pay it?
No, because I know it's morally wrong.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I mean, I have no problem being rebellious and dropping the F-bomb on the parking meter and then just walking off and not putting any money in. But the minute I get tagged with a ticket, then it's like, I got to get it in the mail. Because then I feel remorse. You know, it's Jewish guilt.
Look what happened to Barack Obama and his parking ticket.
Well, everybody in the city of Chicago's got, like, a glove compartment. I worked with a woman once who had 32 parking tickets.
Yeah, I used to live down on like 9th and Logan there in Capitol Hill when I was in high school, and I used to have to find parking spots. And down there, you got to move your car every two hours.
That's right.
You know, so I seriously going through high school, I must have spent about $1,000 or $2,000 on parking tickets.
I know. See, I always got to pay them.
Yeah, basically everything I earned in high school was spent, you know, down at the office, and I'd go in there and protest it, and they'd knock it down by like 30%. You ever go in and protest it?
No, I just paid them.
I protest every single one of them just, you know, I was a teenager. I had nothing better to do, so.
No, I pay them because I know I'm in the wrong. Okay, traffic has been in the right today, mainly because a lot of people are off the roads, which is good. But also, the summer driving season is supposed to start now, so what about that?
Yeah, well, I think we have a lot of folks, obviously, they're hitting the roads this weekend, headed out on those treks. So we'll probably see a lot of traffic outside the metro area, I-25 between Denver and the Springs, of course. Boulder Turnpike will be popular. Definitely I-70 out around the airport. But right now, about the only issue we're dealing with is this crash. We have westbound I-70 at Quebec. We do have a left lane block there. We've got some stop and go in the area. But other than that, we're in pretty decent shape. Weather today looks like it's going to warm up. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. Possible afternoon scattered showers. High of 74. Tonight, more of those isolated thunderstorms and a low of 45. Currently, it's fair and 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and any flavor.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart the Musical at curioustheater.org/radio.
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Apocalypto, Venus, The Good German, and Letters from Iwo Jima. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
precious rose, you color our world. Till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by over a century of Bayer science, we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the only no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. They say cockroaches will still be alive when the end of the world comes. The scientists at Bayer Advanced respectfully disagree. Thanks to Bayer Advanced Dual Action Roach Killer Power Pen. Unlike messy sprays, only this new pen-like applicator allows you to draw a line of defense with the touch of a button. It attracts and kills roaches fast, even hidden ones, and works for up to 6 months. The Power Pen is mightier than the roach. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Call 303-300-1661. Mike Turner, good lawyer, good golf player. Scott Henderson, good lawyer, good golf player. Fine human beings.
Tom Collins, the Auto Answer Man, with some great news for do-it-yourselfers. There's now a place to take your car and work on it yourself. It's called AutoBase. No more working in the driveway. Put your car up on a lift and do it right at AutoBase. Swap out an engine or just do an oil change. And help is available if you need it. The grand opening is Saturday, 8071 South Broadway. Check out the shop and register to win a $600 toolbox. Call 303-577-9088 or log on to AutoBase.com. That's AutoBase with a Z.
Golden Manor reminds listeners this Memorial Day to express your support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel work long hours and make many sacrifices for us. They deserve recognition year-round, especially at this time of year when we celebrate the freedom they've struggled to uphold. Let's salute them and remember those who have gone on before them. This is from Golden Manor at 4600 West Colfax Avenue in Denver. That's Golden Manor. Making a positive difference.
Do you have a pending lawsuit, but you need cash now? Personal Injury Capital can give you the money you need right now. We provide immediate cash to people with pending lawsuits to get through hard times. This is not a loan. In fact, if you lose your case, you never have to pay us back. Just keep the money. Call us today and find out how much money you can get right now. Call 1-800-900-1337. That's 1-800-900-1337.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Today's the day our younger son is going off to war, fighting in the age-old battle we sometimes won before.
Ooh, Neil Young, nice life's choice. Hey, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 76. J. Marvin living in the society of the spectacle. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Christine in Fort Collins. Christine, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Ed. I'm thinking about Ed Schultz for a second. I'm sorry.
No,
hey, Jay.
Please, do not compare us side to side.
I won't. I just wanted to say I commiserated with you yesterday. For what it's worth, you really made me feel a lot better yesterday because I felt like I was the only one. I was so outraged. I felt so betrayed. I was crying all day. I was ready to start taking Valium. I felt so betrayed and so used, and I was thinking, like, what should we do? Should we all go down and, right now, and change our affiliation to independent? Will that knock some sense into them? I was just, and I spent the whole day faxing letters to the Senate, faxing letters to Pelosi, making phone calls, emails. I even called Musgrave's office. You know Angie's running again, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, and yesterday was a very bad day to get a request for a donation.
Oh, yeah, because I got that email, and I couldn't, I just said, no, I can't do this right now.
No, and then I had gotten another email from the DCCC asking for donations, and it was like,
I went to all those lists yesterday and unsubscribed to all of them.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, okay, because so I don't want to get any more fundraising solicitations from anybody for anything except one guy, and that's Ed Perlmutter.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you another thing. All of a sudden now, I'm leaning towards John Edwards, too. Because, you know, Hillary pissed me off and Obama. You know, why the delay? What? There was nothing to think about. Their mandate in 2006, we elected them all into a majority. The mandate was get us out of Iraq. And for them to just bend over like this for Bush is, I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. And you were, though, you cracked me up yesterday when you, the plastic bag over your head and twist it when you said that. I burst out laughing.
That's how I felt. I felt like I'm going out to the parking lot and taking the pipe. And then, you know, later I went in to the Matrix over there on 8th and Lincoln to go to my trainer, Keith, because I go to him twice a week. And I unloaded on him, too. I started giving him grief because I was liking this. He goes, well, you'll feel better after you. No, I won't.
I was in a rage, and I couldn't stop crying when I called Salazar's office. When I get really upset, when I feel very betrayed, I cry. And I called Salazar's office, and I started crying to the girl on the phone. It's not the first time I've done that, but that's how upset I was. I was upset, almost as upset as I was the morning Kerry conceded, because I felt betrayed by him because I thought he conceded too quickly, and it was the same sick feeling in my gut. And, you know, and I welcome the calls of people who are going to say, you know, give us the reasons to not abandon the Democrats right now. I really would like to hear more of those. I read an email saying, like, what would Paul Wellstone do? You know, he wouldn't, abandon, the Democrats now. He would keep trying to work, keep working from within to get the moderate Dems out of there. And so I do. I welcome those people. Someone's got to convince
me.
Well,
I consider myself, though, to be a moderate Dem. I don't think that that's, like, wanting... forcing this guy's hand, he doesn't listen any other way. What other way is there?
I know. And I agree with you. I do think there is something mentally wrong with him. I really, really, honestly do. You know, there was one time, I don't know, it was one of the UN inspectors. I don't think it was Hans Blix. I think it was another one. But one of them had actually, they were being interviewed, and someone asked them, what did they think when they met Bush? What did he think of him? And he had also met Cheney, and he had said, you know, Cheney was all business. You know, when he had met him, he was just like an all business, you know, straight, well, evil looking. He didn't say that, but just a straight guy when he was talking, just all business. But he said when he met Bush, he said that Bush was squirming around. He was not impressed with him. That's a quote. And that Bush was like squirming around in his seat, acting like an adolescent. And that was coming from someone who sat and met him. I really, really do think something is mentally wrong with that guy, and I cannot believe that anybody is giving in to him. I'm blown away that they've done this.
Yeah, well, I'm right there. I'm right there with you. Christine, thanks.
Okay, take it easy, Jay.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you know we didn't say anything on the air about? Oh. Let's send out a big congratulations to Dick and Lynn Cheney, who are grandparents. Yeah, their daughter, Mary Cheney, had a baby. I'd forgotten about that. And the father of the baby is? Another woman. Oh, I get it. I see. So, in other words, it's okay to run around the country and beat the crap out of gays and lesbians, but when it comes to your own daughter, well, that's something totally different. Okay. David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. David in Boulder.
Hey, man.
How's it going? I like the previous caller, and here's the reason to remain a Democrat, okay? On Huffington Post this morning, they had a short review of John Edwards' speech to the Council on Foreign Relations on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more I read about this guy, the more I read his ideas, the more I'm switching from Barack over to John Edwards. And let me just give you one quote. I emailed you a link to the whole text if you want it. But here's just this one quote out of the speech Wednesday. Today we need great principles moral courage, and above all, a vision of a tomorrow that is better than today, of a world where the power of example is mightier than the sword. We need a strong military for a new century, and we need one based on hope, not fear. As Robert F. Kennedy once wrote, our answer is the world's hope. This guy's the real deal.
Yeah. You know what? I'm beginning to think he is, too. And Mary has always been really, really thinks he's great. And I'm late to getting on the train, but I can register as an independent, and then I can vote for him. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, that's true. I was down the Pearl Street Mall yesterday at lunch, and there were some DNC kids out. Hey, do you want to have a Democrat be president? And I looked at him and I said, today, I'm ashamed to be a Democrat. Well, you know, we have to do this. And I go, no, we don't. We could do a filibuster. We can hold up other bills in Congress. We could stop this. But no, we're just going to bend over.
Nobody did. Nobody did.
If you want hope, look to John Edwards. Health care, beautiful plan.
Yeah, I'm with you. David,
okay,
thanks,
Jay.
Man.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic today has been great. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. You still just have this one area for slowdowns, westbound I-70 right near Quebec. We did have a crash there. Looks like we've got a fast lane blocked, so watch out for that. Of course, traffic a little bit heavier along I-70 out around DIA. Airport roads the same, but no major problems if you need to head out to the airport. Not too bad on the security wait time. Slower traffic still along southbound 25, 104th to 84th, and we still had a little bit of traffic. Southbound 225 between Parker and I-25 as usual there through the tech center. Weather today looks like it'll be nice. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. Make it an afternoon shower or two. High of 74. Tonight, more of the same, low of 45. And currently, under fair skies, it's 54 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now and give your child
cheaperusedautos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit cheaperusedautos.com. At cheaperusedautos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. A new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
Go to am760.net and click on the Supported By tile.
Why buy just one of America's best suits when it costs no more to have two? Right now, at the Joseph A. Bank, buy one, get one free sale. Buy any suit in the store, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider the entire stock of sport coats and blazers. Buy one, get one for free. Even all dress pants. Buy one, and your second is, you guessed it, free. How about all wrinkle-resistant cotton twill pants, all luggage, even every executive pinpoint dress shirt? Buy one, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. It's the final days of the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One sale. Suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Camry, number 130. 36-month lease, 4,000 due. Zero security and approval. Negative equity applied to new loan balance. Go will take deductions for equipment, mileage, and condition of vehicle. How do you get from zero to 120 in record time? Go to Go. Announcing the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event. This week only, Go Toyota will purchase your trade for up to 120% of Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Choose from over 1,200 new Toyotas, like an 07 Camry for the payment of a Corolla, $199 a month. And you'll clearly see your trade-in value on the new Go Smart Choice. It's never been easier to take your car from zero to 120 in record time. Just go to Go. Come experience why Go Toyota is Colorado's number one volume Toyota store. Don't miss the Go Toyota 120% trade-in event at Go Toyota Arapahoe, just east of I-25 and Arapahoe Road. Or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go.
I need to get this.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you better grab it fast. He understands you're orphan with his gun. Crying like a fire in the sun.
Oh, man. Bob Dylan coming to town.
Look out for
once again on a Thursday night. Can't go.
You can go.
No, I can't go, man.
And why?
I have to get up the next morning.
Vacation day. Feigned illness. Something.
For gamblers, bet I use your sin.
Yeah. I could do that.
Take what you
I could fade illness. You're right. I could say illness. I could claim that I'm holed up at my house with semi-automatic weapons. 8:55.
How's
Bob's
physical
the hour.
Condition?
How's whose physical condition?
Mr. Dillon. Is he in good shape?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. He seems to be in good shape.
Yeah, you know, some of these old rock stars used to have to come up to Red Rocks and get, like, oxygen, you know, just to be able to perform.
Well, they're not used to being at this altitude.
Yeah,
there
no,
are
I know that.
People who have that problem. Don't you think?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, somebody called up and asked about Diana DeGette, who also happens to be my congresswoman. Guess what? She didn't vote. She did not vote. Okay, what was the deal behind that? Scott, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Three quick comments, and I'll make them quick.
Well, make,
first
yeah,
all,
take
on
as
the...
much time as you can.
Oh, okay. I got a couple hours worth then. Hey, Iraq funding. The bill that got vetoed, that the Democrats, or, well, Congress changed, it provided funding through next March 2008. With some timelines built in for beginning to remove the troops. The one that just passed only provides funding to this September, then the whole damn thing comes up for a vote again. Why isn't this one better? Why isn't this one better?
The reason it's not better is because we don't need to wait till September to realize that we're on the wrong track, that this thing is hopelessly screwed up, and that we keep being lied to time and time again about the situation. Plus, on top of that, we have somebody sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Plus, we've got members of both parties who refuse to listen to the public in general. And you don't make promises to the public and then turn around and not carry them out. And most of these Democrats were elected on the idea that they were going to go ahead and do something. And when push came to shove, they didn't do anything.
Well, I think they did. It's only funded until September.
That's
the other
not...
way, it would have been funded through March of next year.
No, that's, you know what? That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable because when you promise you're going to do something, when you promise you're going to put an end to it, and you look at the New York Times, CBS New York Times opinion poll that's out now, And you look at where the majority of the American public stands. Congress is in the wrong. The president is in the wrong. And this guy gives no indication, and I'm talking about the president of the United States, that he intends to listen to you, me, or anybody else. And you don't hand anybody in this country a blank check to do anything for any reason. We've never done it in the past. And all of a sudden now we're supposed to do it? No, I reject that. Don't say something and don't say that you're going to do something and then turn around and then don't follow through.
The more I listen to John Edwards, the better I like him.
Me too.
And my last comment, you know, if you're going to play some rock and roll, play some real stuff, play some Doobie Brothers, Eagles, Chuck Berry,
okay.
J.C. Fogerty.
You got it.
Joe Cocker.
I'll cover it all this hour.
Hey, bye.
See ya.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Tens of millions of Americans are about to get their motors running and head out on the highways. The Memorial Day weekend is upon us.
This is Rob Milford on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the nation's first superhighway. It's more than 60 years old, and heavy traffic expected this weekend. Everyone has a reason to travel.
Starting from Chicago to Ocean City, Maryland. Surf's up.
We started out from Osage, Iowa. We're going to New Freedom, Pennsylvania, and we're going to a college graduation.
I'm going to St. James, North Carolina. For vacation for a week, we're going to play a lot of golf.
Even with the high price of gas, people are anxious, eager to get on the road and get their summer started. Rob Milford, CBS News at mile marker 49 on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Still, some people are leaving their wheels parked. Gas is just too steep.
Our family will not be going on vacation this year. We'll be spending time in the yard, on the couch, in front of the television, and praying that the price of gas will come down.
Well, the military has announced that 6 more U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq. That brings this month's total to 88. One soldier from Minnesota, Specialist Andrew Hansen, is recovering at a military hospital in Landstuhl, Germany, after losing both his legs to an IED 3 days ago. He says he's looking forward to getting back to the States.
I'm going
to
be looking at getting some prosthetics. And the technology they got these days really doesn't worry me too much because I know be in the right hands, you know.
President Bush is visiting wounded vets this morning at Bethesda Naval Hospital. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nikki's there now meeting with wounded warriors and their families. The White House says the president will award Purple Hearts to some of the troops. Following the hospital visit, he will start a Memorial Day weekend break at Camp David, but the war will likely be on the agenda there this afternoon. The White House expects the war funding bill passed by Congress just last night will arrive in time for Mr. Bush's signature later today. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Despite growing tensions over Iran's nuclear ambitions, Tehran's ambassador to Iraq says he will be in Baghdad Monday for talks with the U.S. delegation. Iran's also drawn Washington's wrath over charges it's provided weapons and support to the insurgents. Scientists are going to try something they've never done before in efforts to prod two wayward humpback whales on their way down the Sacramento River to the Pacific.
What we plan to do is to use fire hoses from fireboats and use high-pressure water. And at this point, we really don't know whether that'll be an attractant, because it'll be bubbles, the potential wave action, or it'll be a deterrent to drive them away.
Francis Francis Gulland is with California's Marine Mammal Center. Biologists have been growing increasingly concerned about the mother and her calf. Both have been swimming in circles for days. The scientists say their wounds, apparently caused by a boat propeller, need salt water to heal properly. At least 7 oil workers, including 3 Americans, have been kidnapped off the coast of Nigeria today. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 57, the NASDAQ ahead 16 points. This is CBS News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From May 24th to the 28th, save 30% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save 15% on Duration Home and Duration Exterior Coatings. And save 25% on select wall coverings, too. So hurry in. The Memorial Day sale ends Monday, May 28th, for painting and decorating. For locations, visit Sherwin-Williams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Discover the difference that compatibility can make in your life. Log on to eHarmony.com and begin with your free personality profile today.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. 35-year-old Eric Snell has agreed to a plea deal in a hit-and-run accident that claimed the lives of a mother and her two small kids last year in Lodo. Snell, who was a passenger in a car driven by 36-year-old Larry Trujillo, pleading guilty to 3 felony counts of accessory to a crime and a count of driving under the influence. Trujillo, meanwhile, is pleading not guilty and goes on trial in August. Health officials in Fort Collins warning residents all over northern Colorado it's time to start taking precautions to avoid West Nile virus. The director of the county health department says folks should start using mosquito repellent now and should stay indoors at dusk and dawn. And Frontier Airlines says its fourth quarter losses widened as operations were buffeted by all those severe winter storms that forced flight delays and cancellations from its Denver hub. Airline also saw fewer travelers as it flew more miles and, like its competitors, paid higher fuel costs. CEO Jeff Potter says it was one of the toughest quarters the airline has ever faced. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we got another problem now on westbound I-70. We've had a multi-car crash being reported right near Vasquez. We were already dealing with slowdowns westbound I-70 at Quebec due to a crash there that was blocking the left lane. Have one off the highway, Broadway at first. Other than that, looks like we're seeing traffic return to normal for the most part. Southbound I-25 still be a little heavy for you downtown from 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today looks like it'll be beautiful, mostly sunny skies. May get a shower or two this afternoon.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-406-3375. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-406-3375. 1-800-406-3375.
Tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
Now, at the movies with Jay and national movie critic Tom Dagny.
Brought to you by The Video Station.
Colorado's largest selection of DVD and VHS movie rentals on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, and The Video Station's the place to go, and I got to get up there and pick up this documentary that I ordered from them that I don't have, and I got to go get it and pay for it rather than being a LARP. I'm not getting it. All right, it's 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. All right, where do you want to start? You want to argue about Bobby, or do you want to get on to the Pirates of the Caribbean?
That's
sort of your call. I don't know if we want to wrap up things that we ended with last show, or you want to move on and wrap that up this week. It's your call, Jay. It's your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for passing the buck.
Okay, then let's do Bobby.
All right.
Since it's close to your heart, let's finish up with Bobby. Now, as I was saying, or rather as you were saying, you really liked Bobby, I think.
I loved it.
Okay, maybe since I didn't, maybe let's hear out your praise, and I'll just come in with a few qualifiers, because I didn't dislike it. I just didn't like it as much as I wanted to or should have. So go ahead, you first.
But what would you like me to tell you about it? The fact that I dug the ambience of it, the fact that I dug the storylines, the fact that I dug all the portrayals, the fact that I just dug the entire thing, that I thought it was like a brilliant screenplay and it was well executed.
Wow.
And I thought that the only mistake that they made that I could see was that it's obvious that they must have used the ambassador before they either tore it down or whatever, because it was dingy on the outside, and the old ambassador, they never allowed it to be that way.
It would have been really spiffed up. Yeah, no, that's true. In fact, the one historically nice thing about that movie is it was the last thing done at the Ambassador Hotel before they tore it down. In fact, Emilio Estevez, who made the movie, wrote the movie, directed the movie, does everything about, you know, with the movie. I mean, he talked about the pressure he was under. They found out they were going to tear it down. They rushed this thing into production to get it done because they had, like, the cranes and the bulldozers and everything else ready to take it down as soon as they finished filming. So from that point of view, it's actually nice to have the actual hotel on film. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I was just wondering about, Jay, and I think this might be true of a lot of people, from our era. If we lived through that time, and I was a kid at that time, but I definitely remember all this. That it's a great nostalgia movie. If you had any, if you'd lived through it all, the Robert Kennedy campaign and all. To me, it was just there was a big rush of emotion at the end of the movie when they finally get to the actual assassination. Now, this whole movie is like a 2-hour. Build up to the assassination. When they actually come to the assassination, I think that is a very effective and moving part of the movie, because all this rush of feeling that we have, toward Bobby Kennedy and that campaign and all of that comes rushing back. But I think that, and I thought it was very moving. It's very emotional when they actually show the real clips of the real, Kennedy at the end of the movie. There's a real emotional, you get a lump in your throat, and I credit that movie for being smart enough to recognize that. But to me, the build-up to the movie didn't justify or didn't earn, I guess, the emotion I felt at the end. I think if they had just shown us the last 15 minutes of the movie when the whole thing actually, comes to pass, I think we would have gotten that same emotional lump. Unlike you, I didn't feel that the individual stories, and again, for anybody who hasn't seen this, what they do is it's like a kaleidoscope of characters, similar to, say, something like Robert Altman's Nashville or many Robert Altman movies, where you have a lot of little people in the background of a major historical event, and they all have their own little crises, and you've got, love affairs, and you have kids on the campaign trail smoking dope for the first time, and all these kind of, there are all these little miniature stories that kind of lead up to this historic event. Well, in this case, I just didn't feel like the individual storylines, despite how great a cast there is, Anthony Hopkins and Sharon Stone and all. I mean, he's got a panoply of all sorts of great actors. I didn't think the individual stories were interesting enough to keep me interested. I was sort of impatient for actually getting more campaign stuff or more Bobby Kennedy stuff. But I just don't think it earned the emotion at the end of the movie. But I'm glad. In fact, I have a college age daughter, and I was highly recommend. She's really into Bobby Kennedy, like a lot of college kids are when they go back into the history books. And I recommended the movie to her because I think it's a great kind of history lesson. I just feel like for those of us who remember that time, it was a little cheap stunt at the end to get us all choked up, because I think if the Kennedy assassination hadn't happened, we wouldn't be interested, let alone choked up at the end. So,
well, duh. If the Kennedy assassination hadn't happened, you wouldn't have made a movie about it.
Why not, though? Robert Altman makes movies about that. I mean, the thing is, if people are interesting, lives...
I mean, the story, if Kennedy had not been assassinated, the story would have been either the following. The story would have been the three storylines.
Okay.
Okay? One, Kennedy steps in and wins the Democratic nomination, despite the fact that the establishment tries to foist Hubert Humphrey off on the public.
Another good man.
Okay. Two.
Okay.
Kennedy gets the nomination and goes to the convention and can't get the nomination because his delegates are shut out. Okay. Or three, you could have made a movie about Eugene McCarthy.
Yeah.
And the reaction of Kennedy getting involved in the race late.
Yes.
Because remember, he did.
Absolutely.
And there were a lot of people like myself who were big Eugene McCarthy fans and were go clean for Gene that were upset.
But
so I don't buy it. I don't buy what you're saying.
But here's you raise another good point, because this is my other criticism of the film. For a movie that really is about the last, you know, day of a great political campaign, there's almost no political, there's nothing political about the movie. You've got, you have a quick reference from the campaign manager, and that's about it. Instead, it's all about, instead of talking about the issues and the campaigning and all this, they have, you know, kids going off and trying, you know, dope for the first time and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's like, to me, the movie wasn't political enough.
But that's what was going on at the time. That's number one. And number two, it was plenty political when you get to the when you get to the story of the when you start following the story of the African American guy who's talking about South Central Los Angeles and is working on the campaign.
That's, I know, but that's such a tiny. I mean, it's a 2-hour movie, and that's about a 10-minute segment of the movie. This, if this was the last day of the campaign, you'd have all sorts of high level, you know, discussions about campaign strategy on the last day. I just think they could have done
make
so much
for a,
more.
That doesn't make for a good movie.
Oh, I think it could. Absolutely, it could make a great movie. Oh, I think campaigns are fascinating.
No, I think it's far more I think it's far more fascinating to take a look behind those people's lives.
I know.
And what was going on, particularly Demi Moore's character was great.
The thing is, and do you care about the fact that the hotel manager is having an affair?
Yes.
And there's a big crisis with his wife at the time?
Yes. I think that's really worth pursuing, because I think that kind of stuff went on in those days. And the contradiction of the whole situation in which here's a guy who... here's a guy
cheating on Sharon Stone.
No, who's a liberal, but in reality, and thinks he's so progressive and he's so open-minded, but in reality, he's a male chauvinist, a jerk.
Well, that, I mean, that's fine, and I don't want to rain on your parade, but I don't think it's not politically astute, it's not politically sophisticated, and I think the stories are pretty. I think the problem
according to you.
Exactly. No. This is, and the thing is, I'm not trying to trump you because I'm saying it louder. I'm just saying this is the kind of discussion I think that good movie, criticism is all about. What works and what doesn't. To me, I think that Emilio Estevez deserves producer's credit for getting such a great cast together and actually getting the Ambassador Hotel before it was torn down and doing the topic. But I think he should have known enough as a producer to know that he's not a good enough director and or not a good enough screenwriter to pull it off. I think if he had hired a better screenwriter, maybe his direction would have worked, or if he had, you know, hired a better director, maybe they could have made up for the weaknesses, I think, of the script. But still, again, it's a great rush for anybody who likes liberal politics just to remind ourselves of those great crusading days.
No, you know what it is? It's a good reminder of how low we've sunk.
Well, yeah, I think there's that, too. I mean, I do think there's a lot of sort of a nostalgia that kicks in, and I also think it's a great introduction for college-age kids to get exactly, you know, a sense of, so what exactly was this, you know, this Bobby phenomenon about? But, yeah, I mean, it would have been nice to get a little, Eugene McCarthy stuff in there, but there's a lot of interesting political stuff in there, and I felt it was too many little soap opera angles and not enough politics for my taste, not enough sophisticated soap opera. But
all right, then
you disagree.
Then why don't we make like a 25-hour movie on everything that went on in 1968?
Oh, it'd have to be more than 25 hours. Take 25 days worth. I mean, 68, can you imagine? You could make a career just making movies, you know, about things, events that happened in 68.
Well,
I mean,
there's actually a documentary out, and it's like really long.
Oh, well, called the 60s?
No, it's about 1968, and it starts and works its way into the days of rage in Paris. I've been looking, you know, to buy that thing forever and a day, and it's just not out.
We'll have to see if we can track that down. But yeah, I mean, 68, it was one of the, you know, every history is full of certain watershed years, and 1968 was definitely one of those. So,
well, you know what they say. I believe in the reality of my desires, because my desires will become reality.
In your dreams, Jay.
You don't recognize that?
Sounds familiar, but I don't think it's true is my problem.
You don't know who said that? How about this? Be realistic, demand the impossible.
Okay, this is sounding like 60s rhetoric at this point.
Well, it's Guy Debord, man.
It is Guy Debord. Oh, you.
And the Situationist, and you claim you're into Paris.
Yeah.
You're into the French. You don't know that stuff.
The thing is to know it and to recognize slogans. I did not brush up on my Guy Debord this morning.
No,
but I'll go home and penance. I'll go home and take my Society of Spectacle off the shelf and reread it just for you.
No, but I mean that stuff was all over the walls of Paris, my man.
Yeah.
All right. Quickly, because now it's 9:18, and we spent all this time arguing
about an old movie.
And God, we have to. Okay, you know, if it's possible, just capsulate. Oh God, there are all these terrible movies. Okay, Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm over it. This is the third one.
Yep.
Yes or no?
Absolutely no. It's a 3-hour movie, and at least 2 hours of the movie, which are the first 2 hours. A real tough slog to sit through. My suggestion is if you're going to see another movie this weekend and it's playing in the multiplex, try to time it so you can see the last 45 minutes of the film. You'll get everything you need. You've got a great, you know, three-way sea battle going on between the Flying Dutchman and the Black Pearl and the British Navy and all this. The last 45 minutes is not bad, but it's certainly it's not very good. It's sort of run out of steam. They rush it 10 months after the last one. They should have quit when they were ahead after the first one. Johnny Depp was a real surprise. Now there's so much, you know, riding on this. I think it's basically a cash cow that they couldn't turn down.
All right, so basically it blows. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
At World's End.
At World's End is the Pirates of the Caribbean. It's Pirates of the Caribean.
Oh, that's right. It's Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, let me go to this one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me preface this by saying I love her. I think she's one of the... She's a great actress. She is sexy as hell. She is married to Dario Franchitti, because I just saw her on TV with him at the time trials. But hasn't this been reworked enough times? Bug,
you know what? Here's the thing. They did a screening of Bug that I did not see because they snuck it in. Here's a bad sign. They snuck it in a 5 o'clock screening in between, right after Pirates of the Caribbean, so I did not actually see that film.
Okay, good.
I will catch up with it, but I'm assuming that's a bad sign, but I will not pass judgment on it until I see it.
Okay, and lastly, The Golden Door.
Golden Door hasn't played yet. Is that open in Denver?
Yep.
That's interesting. Golden Door is part of the film festival, and it's coming up in the next week, but Golden Door is not screened.
Hey, you know what else is also out, too, which I'm going to be interested to see if it plays here because I really want to see it bad? How about the movie on Edith Piaf?
Oh, yeah. You know, now that I have seen. Is that
worth seeing?
Well, the thing is, I'm a huge Edith Piaf fan.
Yeah, me too.
I love her stuff. And Marion Cotillard is her name, and she's fantastic as the actress. The movie for me, again, it hasn't opened yet, but the movie for me was a bit too melodramatic, a little too... hectic, a little too frenzied. However, what they do is, just, you know, this is it's more like Ray in that they don't have her sing. They actually have, you know, Edith Piaf's voice. And so if you like Edith Piaf, there's certainly no reason not to see it. But the movie is a little too close. I think they melodramatize too much of the movie. So it's something I would look forward to seeing if you're an Edith Piaf fan, but it's not quite as delicate a movie as it really should be. Another movie I want to squeeze in here that I recommend is the, because I think you're going to set me up for the Julie Christie movie. There's a movie out now called Away from Her.
Yes, it opens here this today too, I think.
Oh, and that I would highly recommend. Now I know Jay, you like going to movies as an escape, and this might not feel like the ideal escape valve because what happens in this is a movie about Alzheimer's. Julie Christie at 66.
No, you're right. Stop.
Early. Oh, but she is fantastic.
No,
this movie.
My mother is suffering from that. I can't deal with it.
Well, then maybe not. Then maybe it's for the rest of us to see. But it's a very heartening look, and Julie Christie is an incredible actress. She's still as gorgeous as she ever was at 66. She's just those eyes.
Oh yeah, she is beautiful. You're right.
That may be an Academy Award, nominated performance.
I hope so.
It's a tiny, tiny movie directed by Sarah Pauley, a great. Canadian actress who's this is her directorial debut, but this is, that really is a fantastic movie, and I'd recommend it for those of you that can handle the subject. And I, you know, that's all for us to, you know, decide. But excellent performance and a very insightful movie.
Yeah, I hope she gets the Academy Award. She's long overdue. But by the way, where's the movie on Che Guevara that Benicio del Toro was in? Do you have any idea about what?
You know, that is really fallen off the radar. That's an excellent thing. In fact, I'm going to take a note, and I'm going to see if I can track that down. Because, yeah, that's been a long time coming. So it hasn't, you know, the film festival in Seattle has, like, 300 films, and that's not one of them. Usually they cough up just about anything, you know, that's out there. So that still must either be in production or waylaid. We'll have to track that down for you.
Or has that project run into trouble?
Yeah, could be.
So when we finally do see it, it'll have 55 screenwriters credited on there, which is usually a sign that something went wrong.
That is a bad sign. Absolutely.
Am I right about that?
Yep. That's. I mean, usually, you know, scripts by committees rarely make the grade.
Yeah, they call in like 25 other people to rescue something that's stuck. Yeah. Okay.
Although, you know, it might have helped Emilio Estevez.
So he has to get like a last slam in. You know,
right.
Something. I'm not accepting that. That was a great film.
Well, that's good. And I think you know, our listeners probably would enjoy it more than not. I'll give you that.
You don't think Demi Moore was good in that?
Oh, you know, I thought she was okay.
She was great.
I cringed a little. I don't think she was given enough, you know, but I like this idea that, you know, playing an aging actress who's trying to, you know, cash in her chips before, you know, there's no hope left for her career. I mean, I thought that was okay. I just think the script wasn't as subtle, but, you know, as subtle as it might have been or could have been. But, no, listen, I think it's a great script. Again, I give producers credit, you know, for sure, because he got a lot of good people in playing dynamic. Dynamic actors playing roles that weren't dynamic enough for their talent.
Here we go again. Well, okay. You know what?
Now we're just repeating ourselves.
As Guy Debord says, everything that was once lived has now moved into total representation. And with that, I bid you adieu.
That's right. Adieu. And you're just a mere representation of yourself, Jay.
That's right. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station, Colorado's largest selection of DVD and VHS movie rentals on AM.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another LeafGuard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for us squirrels.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say LeafGuard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not LeafGuard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
These are films you can share. Wednesday, American TV, except for new releases within the last 4 months. Thursday is sci-fi, horror, and fantasy, except for new releases. The video station is just one block west of the 29th Street Mall, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. It's real easy to find. Go in there. Man, just go crazy. It is the best. It is the best place that I can think of to rent movies. It really is. The video station. I mean, they're just day number one.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another Leaf Guard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for us squirrels.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say Leaf Guard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not Leaf Guard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call Leaf Guard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
We're having a barbecue this weekend, and I need a grill and a lot of other stuff.
Well, your timing couldn't be better, because today, if you spend $299 or more and put everything on your Lowe's consumer credit card, you can ask for special financing for 12 months.
On everything?
On everything.
On this grill?
On everything.
On this mower?
On everything.
On this swing set?
That's right. Just spend $299 or more on your Lowe's consumer credit card, and you can ask for special financing for 12 months. On everything.
On this chaise?
On everything. And now through Monday, via mail-in rebate, get $5 off 1 gallon and $20 off 5 gallons of Valspar Ultra Premium, Signature Colors, and Duramax Paint. Plus, take 20% off all special order flooring. And remember, all full-size grills come fully assembled and with free propane exchange. So come on down to Lowe's big Memorial Day event this weekend and save big. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The president doesn't respect the Congress. And what's worse, he doesn't respect the American people when it comes to Iraq. He wants to brush us all off like some annoying spot on his jacket.
Yeah, that's the reference to the pigeon or the bird yesterday that accidentally relieved itself, or maybe on purpose, on George Bush's suit coat sleeve when he was standing out there in the Rose Garden or wherever he was that he had the press conference lying his rear off. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, I brought up Diana to get. Here's Scott Endeavor, who's got an answer for this. Scott, hi, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, just before I called you, I called Diana DeGette's office and actually Ken Salazar's. And the response I got from Diana DeGette's office was that she had a family obligation, but if she would have been present, she would have voted against it.
Well, then that's fine. She's excused. I mean, if she has a family obligation, then she has to take care of it.
Sure,
you can't hold that against her.
Right, and I understand that. And I spoke to Ken Salazar's office in Washington, and the response was, before I could really even get into what I wanted to say, can you give me your address and so we can send you a letter with his response? And I said, well, sure, but can you tell me why he voted the way he did? And she said, honestly, I don't know. So that's what I'm getting. When even the staff people don't even know how to answer the question why, you know, they voted a particular way, then that's pretty sad.
Yeah, well, the whole thing.
I mean,
thing is sad.
I mean, is Perlmutter the only one in the state who voted
yes,
nay?
That's right.
In house.
Yes.
You know what? God bless him.
That's it. If we can retrieve this and get it going, we may not be able to. But if we can retrieve it and get it going, I'll play the interview again. It's long. But if I can't, you know what, John? As a matter of fact, we'll replay it on Tuesday. Here's the thing. People can go to am760.net, listen to the 6 to 6:30 hour, and that's where the Perlmutter interview is, and listen to what this guy has to say.
Yeah, great interview.
He is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person.
Yep, I definitely heard that in his voice this morning, so yeah. I'm glad I got to hear him.
All right, Scott, thanks, man. Thanks for your trouble. Thanks for doing a little investigative work for us.
Yeah, enjoy races this weekend, Jay.
I will. Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, he's talking about the fact that it's race weekend for me. We have the, and maybe for you, got the Monaco Grand Prix. Go Felipe Massa. Go Fisichella. And also the Indianapolis 500, which has got three women in it for the first time. Milka Dunno, who I'm rooting for, Danica Patrick, who gets all the hype, and Sarah Fisher. And I'm rooting for Milka Dunno and Elio Castroneves and Tony Kanaan. All right, 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. We have Gina standing by. This is her last traffic report. Then she starts. We have traffic all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But she starts her Memorial Day weekend.
Not really.
Oh, you don't?
I have to work Saturday and Monday.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you won't see me on Monday. I won't be here.
I know.
I'm off.
How did you manage that?
Threatened to sign a 5-year renewal. So that's how I did it. Threatened management.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a fun weekend.
Yeah, I am. I'm really looking forward to these races. I really am. I'm really hyped up for them. I've been intensely following the Formula One stuff and also the Indy stuff. So, yeah,
cool.
I really am. And.
Cool.
I got several side bets with people about this stuff, so I just hope that I come out on top.
Is Mary into it too?
Mary's into Indy. She loves Tony Kanaan. She's into Formula One, but not. She's not as into Formula One as heavily as I am.
She just supports your.
No, she
passion.
She watches it and she likes it. But she's really, 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 really nuts about Tony Kanaan. She really thinks he's a great, great driver, a funny guy, and he is funny. And yesterday, a couple of weeks ago, they were displaying this bobblehead doll of Tony Kanaan on TV. And she's like, oh, I got to have one of those. And I said, well, I don't know where to get it, but I'll go hunt for it, and if I can find it, I'll get it for you. So she really, and she kind of halfway will concede that Elio Castroneves is a cool guy. She'll laugh at some of his jokes. So.
Good.
Yeah, she's pretty into it.
And Coco and Jackson, what are their plans?
Eat as much food as they possibly can and sleep. And Bill the Parrot, the double yellow-headed Amazon, will be doing his George Bush imitation. Repeating the same thing over and over again. Hello, how are you? Until you want to go, Bill, chill it. But that's William. What can you do about him?
Okay.
Traffic.
All right. Well, we do have a wreck off the highway. 6th of Colorado had westbound 70 kind of bogged down. A couple of wrecks and cleanup. One near Vasquez. That's the latest one. And then we had another one at Quebec. Of course, a lot of folks traveling for this holiday weekend. So I want to let you know that U.S. 34, Trail Ridge Road open in Rocky Mountain National Park. They also got Colorado 5 back open from Mount Evans to Summit Lake. We are getting some snow and some high winds. So you want to be careful along that. Of course, police going to be out in force looking for drunk drivers and other violators, those SATPATs and checkpoints, starting tonight through Tuesday morning. So just be sure you drive safe and buckle up. Weather today, mostly sunny. Possible afternoon scattered thundershowers and a high of 74. Currently, fair 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
RTD's Rockies Ride is your line drive to Coors Field for all weekend home games and limited weekday service for the following dates. May 28th, June 9th.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
now that the weather's warmed up, bet you're spending a lot of time outside. How is your patio furniture? If it's got strings hanging off and springs poking through, it's time to get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, and the more you buy, the more you save. Check out all the deep seating furniture that's so luxurious and comfortable, and the sale includes most brands they carry. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. They're at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Malmart, the musical. Join Curious Theater Company for a musical so big and full of fun it could only be Malmart, the musical. That's right, Malmart, the musical. A new musical comedy that breaks out of the big box. Always. Now playing Curious Theater Company's world premiere of Malmart, the musical. Half price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. That's curioustheater.org/radio. Always hitting high notes.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Apocalypto, Venus, the Good German, and Letters from Iwo Jima. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The heat is on. Jack with Jack Misek Heating and Cooling here, reminding you that the spring specials are just about over on America Standard Air Conditioning Systems. Now's the time to call for savings on high-efficient, energy-saving American Standard Comfort System. Call now before the savings are gone. Call Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Ford coats, dress pants, and more. Buy one, and your second is free. Now through Monday.
Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open at Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was strolling one very hot summer's day. I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass.
Eric Burton with War.
I lay there in the
1970.
Sun and felt
solid
it
gold.
Resting my face.
Jay, you want to hear a funny story about this song? I've been into Eric Burton and the Animals for a long, long time. And this is like, I mean, this has to go back to fourth, fifth grade. And you remember those little recorders you used to play?
Right.
I used to play my recorder to this song when I was, like, seriously, like, in the second or third grade.
This really blew my mind.
I'd sit in my room and just jam out on my recorder to this.
Yeah, this was out the summer of 1970.
Should be the star of a Hollywood movie.
That's right.
There I was.
Here's the flute.
I was taken to a place.
All right.
The Hall of the Mountain King.
Groovy.
I stood high on a mountaintop.
Yep, summer 1970, the dream was shortly getting ready to crash. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stay away from the brown speckled. Okay, should we go back to the phones? Let's go back to the phones. And we'll go to Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Happy weekend to you and everybody out in Radio Land.
Hey, you got it, man.
Thank you. The two things I wanted to ask you about, you definitely don't have time to go into them today, but maybe next week you might be able to get into them at some point. The one is the National Security Presidential Directive 51.
Yeah, there's been versions of that around for a long, long time. Virtually almost every president has had something along those lines at their disposal. I remember that when Richard Nixon had it, people really went berserk because they didn't trust him. Well, with good reason. But I don't see that as being this big conspiratorial threat as people make it out to be. I don't think the American public, nor the Congress, nor anybody else, or the courts would ultimately stand for it. It's virtually impossible in any way, shape, or form to totally and completely obliterate the Bill of Rights. You can violate it the way Alberto Gonzalez has done, but in the end, Alberto Gonzalez is, look what's going to happen to him. I just don't think he could get away with it. He couldn't wake up tomorrow morning and declare martial law. It would be impossible.
But what he could do would be engineer a crisis that.
In today's world, though, with what you've got going on, it's very, very hard to pull that kind of stuff off. It's not like it used to be.
With the spine Congress that we have, I mean,
somebody would come forward somewhere and go to the court systems. See, I mean, there would be somebody who wouldn't take it lying down. It's the same thing as those people who call up. Somebody made this, a lawyer friend of mine, really smart guy, made this comment to me the other day, and it's really true. I never considered it. But you hear these people call up all the time, right? And they're always talking about rounding up and deporting the 12 million illegals that are here.
Mm-hmm.
He said to me, yeah, that all sounds good, but he said, do you think there won't be lawyers who will go to court over that? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, then how clogged up do you think the court system will become? And how long will that take? So somebody somewhere, and I can tell you exactly who I think it is, the ACLU. Center for Constitutional Rights. I mean, the list just goes on and on. They would be into the court systems within a matter of minutes.
Yep. Well, the second thing that I wanted to think that there might be worth talking about is Monica Goodling's testimony that there have been sound bites played where she made reference to vote caging in Florida in 2004. And this, I've seen this issue discussed a little bit in the press before about vote caging, but I did not know what it was until one of the other talk shows was describing how it worked and stuff. And it just seems like an issue that we should energize. You know, with the 08 elections coming up, for people to start being on the lookout for.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Because that's the type of stuff that we'll be facing. I mean, that's how they stole the two elections in 2000 and 2004. And to me, it ties in with the other theme of this thing that it's the DLC wing of the Democratic Party that is the lay down cowards in the Democratic Party, and they're basically Republicans with a happy face. And
well, they have they have some right ideas. Their problem is, though, that they're too much of times into being co-opted, and co-opted particularly by interests that are not. That are not good for the country. That's the problem.
Exactly. I mean, they were real big around NAFTA. I mean, they're a big reason why the middle class has been sold out, and the Democrats have cooperated with that process.
Yeah, in anything you look at in life, you got to have balance. And if you don't have balance, then what ends up happening is you run into trouble. Anything.
Right.
And what they do is they seek to not have balance. They seek to tilt it towards the special interest sections that they represent, which usually are the moneyed factors in society. And there's nothing wrong with having money, and there's nothing wrong with business. And all of those things are a godsend, and we need them. And there's nothing wrong with having wealth, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, entrepreneurship in the American way, but there is something wrong with the idea of allowing abuse.
Right. It's not that you have money. It's how you get it and what you do with
right.
it.
Well, so it always boils down to this. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, independent, or in the middle. It's a matter of what's right and wrong.
Right. And if you get your money by knifing, you know, if you support policies which extol the virtues of people who already have more money than they know what to do with, and allowing them to get more of it by gutting the working class and the middle class of this country, then that is wrong. And any party or group of people which supports that policy is wrong and should be opposed wherever they you know, whatever party they're in and whatever they call themselves.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I don't think we should beat up on business. And I don't think that we should run around making it impossible for people to conduct business. And I don't think we should run around and, because I don't believe in it, pass off this ethic that you have money, you're evil, and that we should, you know, drive microbuses, although there's nothing wrong with that. I own one. And this whole idea of living in the forest with a barrel around you and eating leaves and living this monastic life, to me that's BS. But on the other hand, you cannot openly allow corporations or businesses of any kind, big, small, or gigantic, to do things like, for instance, screw the consumer day in and day out.
Right. That's why the big three in Detroit is in trouble today and why they're obsolete dinosaurs. You know, back when we were growing up in the 60s, the hottest selling car was the Volkswagen Bug, which was a piece of junk that didn't have air conditioning.
Hey, heaters.
Hold it. But the point was, that thing was getting 30 miles a gallon back at a time when you could drive that thing for a week on a dollar's worth of gas. And the market back then was demanding those things. And what did they come up with? You know, muscle cars, and then, you know, Pintos with exploding gas tanks.
Well, let me say one thing. They're on the ropes now and having a hard time, but don't count them out, because there's development going on with all these car companies, not only American car companies, but around the world. They are light years down the road working on stuff. It's just that if you go and investigate any of this, they are very, very secretive with what they're doing. So what I'm telling you is yeah, they're down, but they're not out, and it's never out. Until, well, you know, it's what Yogi Berra used to say. Game's not over till it's over. So right. Wait and see what happens. Hey, Bruce, thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 9:50 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Thomas Jefferson's relative, Joyce.
Well, Jay, I-70 is still pretty slow westbound due to accidents at Quebec and at Vasquez. Denver police are busy on scene with a crash at 6th and Colorado. Otherwise, highway traffic looking good. No delays along I-25 north or south through Denver and the Tech Center. And C-470 is moving well. There are no problems in the high country if you're traveling along I-70 up to the summit. Today's weather forecast, sunshine, then increasing clouds and a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 74 for Denver. Right now, it's 60. I'm Joyce Jefferson on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles. All with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Regular folks love a bargain. Regular folks work hard for their dough.
Join Curious Theater Company for a world premiere so big it could only be Malmart the Musical. That's right, Malmart the Musical. a new comic musical that breaks out of the big box, always. Half-price tickets at curioustheater.org/radio. Can't remember? Google Curious Theater Denver. Get bargain tickets to Malmart, the musical, at curioustheater.org/radio.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Live long enough. What can a food with the natural ingredients do for your dog's health? There's no better time to find out. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And you get a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. You got to trust Purina, because we do, and you should too. So see the difference yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK today or go online at PurinaOneChallenge.com. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Burrito Delight reminds this Memorial Day, express your support for the men and women who proudly serve our country. Today's military personnel deserve recognition year-round, and especially at this time of year, when we celebrate the freedom they've struggled to uphold. This is from Burrito Delight, inviting you to stop in for great Mexican food and friendly service. Burrito Delight, 5302 South Federal Boulevard in Littleton. Family-owned and operated for 14 years. Burrito Delight.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan Fieldstone walkway, lined with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh.
Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Allman Brothers. And you know, we forgot that one caller. We forgot to do any Eagles. We forgot to do any Doobie Brothers. We screwed that up. And we'll do that on Tuesday, though. 9:55, 5 minutes away from a 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tom Hartman, the adult, coming up at 10, and the kids' hour will be over with. And I also did not mention the new videos out this week at the video station. I forgot that, too. Apocalypto, The Good German, Venus, Letters from Iwo Jima, The Italian, and Epic Movie. And also, Criterion is putting out a two-disc set of The Third Man. So get to the video station in Boulder. Good stuff. Okay, do we have time to squeeze in one more call? I think we do. William in Boulder. William, what's up?
Hey, Jay, what's happening?
Same old, man.
Yeah, well, I wanted to comment about something you said yesterday, how we need to call our representatives. It's something I do probably 3 or 4 times a week. In this 1 hour, I've called Mr. Getz once, and representative of the right wing. And I get to talk to you, my favorite
radio. You know what? So you were over there listening to him instead of listening to me?
Well, no, I just said now and then.
Uh-huh.
Now and then.
Caught your rear. I should hang up on you, but go.
No,
ahead.
Now and then I'm curious what I tune into them like I tune into Mad TV. I want to get a good yard.
Don't do it when I'm on the air. I need all the help I can get.
Okay, you got it. I just wanted to reiterate as far as we do need to call these folks, but I told Mr. Udall, representative, that anybody that votes for this war bill, I'm not going to vote for in November 2008. He wants to be senator. I'll vote Republican before I vote for this guy.
No, you're not going to vote Republican.
Well, I'll vote Libertarian then. Let's put it that way.
That's also, those people are unworkable.
I'm a Libertarian myself.
No, you're not a Libertarian. Are you a free market Libertarian? I mean, do you believe that the free market should govern everything, like Ayn Rand?
No.
Okay. So you have Libertarian streaks in you.
Right, I do. I have Libertarian streaks. I tend to be conservative physically, but liberal socially.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Okay.
Nothing wrong. All right, I got to run. I'm out of time.
No problem. I'll
weekend's
talk to you
starting.
Later.
Thank you, William.
You got it.
Okay. That's it for me. Go Felipe Massa. Go Elio Castroneves. Back on Tuesday. And don't feel bad about me being off on Monday, because after all, if you listen to the radio on Monday, Aaron Hart will be here, and you could use a vacation from me, too. Couldn't you? And I could use one from you. So we're even.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1438 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1438. 1-800-339-1438.
AM 760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Hi, it's Mark Stout. The Crush are red hot. They've won 5 of 6, and they'll be in Grand Rapids this Saturday night.